Perry McCarthy, always a pleasure to talk to you. He, of course, is the original Stig from Top Gear and a Formula One racing driver. He knows his parking. I wouldn't want him in the car while I'm parking. It'd be really, really embarrassing. Coming up, we're going to be talking to Mr. John Holmes now, to find out what's happening on his show. Can I just ask you, are you a good parker?
I like to think I am a good
parker.
Well,
you're a man. Of course you like to think you're a good parker.
Yeah, I did, however. This isn't parking. This was starting off from the position of parking where I was parked on my drive. And because my...
Ooh, get you when you're off street parking.
That's right. And my four-year-old was making such a fuss because I wouldn't let her take her cuddly mouse to nursery. And it makes such a noise that she completely obscured the noise of the beep reversing sensor. and even though I obviously had walked past it, I failed to notice the massive builder's van parked right behind my car. And because at what I'm going to call an angry takeoff speed, I reversed straight into the builder's van.
Excellent.
So, you know, yes, I've crashed a car.
Yes, absolutely.
That's the truth of that.
I've got to be honest, one of the things that most annoys me about my husband, who I love very dearly, is that he's a really, really good driver.
Yeah.
But it really annoys me.
Did you shout at him as though he isn't, then, just to sort of...
Well, just to keep my side of things up, obviously. No, I had to drive us home from a out-of-town lunch yesterday. I was the designated driver. But he does the entire time I drive. It doesn't matter what I'm doing. He just basically clings on to the handle and looks petrified as white-knuckled.
I'll be honest, it's very
disconcerting.
That's how most people listen to your show.
To be fair, that is. We're not going to find out what's on your show because we haven't got time.
Ramesh Ranganathan's coming up. He's on the show in about an hour's time.
Absolutely excellent.
45 minutes time.
I will look forward to that. Yeah. I shall go in parallel park very well while I listen to him. So coming up at John Holmes' show, it's 12:58. He's coming up here at Talk Radio after 1 o'clock. Stay tuned. I'll be back with you at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Have a great day.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Listen. Do you hear that? That's the sound of nothing. Sounds nice, doesn't it? At Ford, we like the sweet sound of nothing, too. That's why we now have 0% APR representative across our Ford car range. Visit your nearest participating Ford dealer today. Ford. Go further.
Retail only. Vehicles to be contracted and registered between the 13th of October and the 24th of November 2016. Subject to status. Guarantees may be required. Free post for credit. Excludes Car Plus, Fiesta Studio and Style, Focus RS and Mustang models.
Sky Bet. We're making betting less missed chances and more tap-ins. With My Bets, the new and spectacularly simple way to track your bets. Get easy access to match stats, cash out and your bets all in one place. With Sky Bet, you won't need to go anywhere else to make the right call on the big games. So download the UK's top-rated iOS sports betting app and find everything you need right at your fingertips. Sky Bet. That's betting better. 18 plus. Gambleaware.co.uk. Data from App Store according to App Annie. Correct to the 4th of October 2016 when the fun stops. Stop.
At Wix, our 50% off selected tiles and flooring sale just got even better. There's now an extra 15% off until Tuesday. Wix, let's do it right.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Right now, the world demands quality goods and services that UK businesses can supply. From technology to the USA, education to Hong Kong, or offshore wind equipment to France. For help and support meeting this global opportunity, search Exporting is Great.
Amigo Loans won't use your credit score. They can help you with a loan much faster than before. If the bank says no, go online and grab your guarantor. Simple loans from Amigo, that's what friends are for. To borrow up to £7,500 within 24 hours, visit amigoloans.co.uk today. You must be 18 or over, not bankrupt, and be able to afford repayments. Guarantor required who must pay if you can't. Representative 49.9% APR variable. Amigoloans.co.uk.
The big games keep coming on BT Sport. And the UEFA Champions League is as big as they get. On Tuesday, Spurs and Leicester are in action. Then on Wednesday, Arsenal take on the mighty PSG and Borussia Mönchengladbach play Man City. On Thursday, Man United face Feyenoord in the UEFA Europa League. Then on Saturday, it's another huge London derby. Chelsea Spurs, 5:30 kickoff. Four competitions, one venue. BT Sport. BT Sport customers can watch 42 Premier League matches, all of the UEFA Champions League games, plus up to 24 Emirates FA Cup matches.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Monday afternoon, no less. It's just after 1 o'clock. I'm John Holmes. You're listening to Talk Radio. Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, the latest from the Joe Cox murder trial. Trump could visit next year and find out what drink's more popular than ever among MPs.
Talk Radio.
A court's heard the man accused of murdering MP Joe Cox had neo-Nazi and white supremacist propaganda in his bedroom. The jury in the trial of Thomas Mayer has been shown photos of books, including March of the Titans, A History of the White Race. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble reports from the Old Bailey.
The German home front and SS race theory can also be seen in Mr. Mayer's chest of drawers. There are press cuttings relating to the murder of 77 people by extremist Anders Breivik in Norway and internet printouts of Joe Cox. Mr. Mayer's accused of shooting and stabbing her to death in her West Yorkshire constituency in June while shouting Britain first. The attack came just days before the EU referendum. Mr. Mayer denies the charges.
The Prime Minister wants the UK to have the lowest corporate tax rates in the world's 20 richest nations. Theresa May's aim is to encourage investment after the EU referendum. Labour says the idea shows the party's out of touch as 2 million working people are losing benefits. Downing Street has confirmed a state visit by Donald Trump to the UK next year is being considered. No details have been revealed about what's in store for the US president-elect, but normally there's a ceremonial welcome and a banquet hosted by the Queen. French authorities say they've arrested 7 men and foiled a terror attack. The country's interior minister says 5 of them were held in Strasbourg and 2 others in Marseille. And there's been a 60% increase in sales of Iron Brew at the Westminster Parliament. The number of cans and bottles of the drink has soared since the Scottish National Party's success in last year's general election.
Talk Radio National Weather.
What sort of story is that? Is it? Are you in the pay of Iron Brew, Victoria?
No, I just think it's interesting.
Right, Iron Brew.
Yeah, apparently it's the UK's third most popular drink.
Really?
I was surprised by that. Yeah,
I'm surprised by that.
Mm. But the UK includes Scotland, where stereotypically it's loved.
Mm. They also drink heroin. Carry on.
Okay. The weather, very unsettled across the south with further flooding possible for the southwest following Storm Angus. Rain affecting much of the Midlands as well, but drier further north with some sunshine. Highs of 12 degrees.
I was affected by Storm... Were you affected by Storm Angus? Stangus?
No. I heard the rain over the weekend. I cycled through a puddle today. But generally,
well,
not.
It's not not life changing, is it?
No. How about you?
Can you remember what I was telling you I was going to do at the weekend?
Was your skip filled with water?
You see, here we are. So no, but I picked the stormiest weekend, living in the southeast, to hire a skip, like a man. And
women can hire skips too.
Yeah, but it's kind of feels manly, doesn't it?
Because it's dirty.
Yeah, and I was throwing things in the skip, but of course that was before Storm Angus, Stangus. So so a lot of the contents of my skip weren't in the skip necessarily.
Oh no!
Did you have to put
it all back in?
I did have to go around thinking, right, is that mine?
I would have liked to have seen you scrabbling around on the wet floor, like picking up all your junk.
Well, you've seen that before.
I'd like to say that's not true.
But it is. Remember that party?
No.
Okay. Right. Now, here's Ben back. Who is it? Who's got the sport?
Pete Abbott!
It's Pete Abbott. Here's Pete Abbott with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Pete Abbott. Gareth Southgate is meeting the FA today for an interview for the permanent England manager's job. He went unbeaten in his 4 matches in charge of the national team on an interim basis. It's understood Southgate will only consider taking the role if he's offered a contract until the end of Euro 2020. Burnley look to make it 4 Premier League games unbeaten as they go to West Brom tonight. Meanwhile, Hearts have a chance to move to within a point of the SPL's top 3 this evening. Nielsen's side travel to Hamilton, who are trying to get out of the relegation playoff soft spot. England's cricketers have gone down to a heavy defeat in the second test against India. They were bowled out for 158 shortly after lunch on the final day to lose by 246 runs. And Andy Murray's former coach Mark Petchy believes his rise to the top of the world rankings is great news for tennis. Britain's Wimbledon and Olympic champion will end the year as number one after beating Novak Djokovic yesterday to take the ATP World Tour Finals title. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thank you very much. That was Dave there suggesting that the studio smells odd during Pete's... I think I'm very rude there interrupting Pete's sport. He works hard on that pre-record.
Pete, I sincerely apologise.
Very rude.
I'll make sure it doesn't happen again.
Talking over him. Rude.
At least an hour.
I felt uncomfortable when you smelt my muff.
Yes. What's wrong with you lot? I mean, have you had some sort of weird weekend or something? The microphone muffs in here, right, that have Talk Radio, some of them are upside down, so they have Talk Radio written on, and I admit it's quite a small studio, so what happens is the essence of other presenters leaks into the foam of the muff, doesn't it? So that's what it is. Anyway, just let me explain that. Yes, Victoria gets into trouble. Anyway, so...
Surely it should be Dave getting into trouble, not me.
I don't know. I'm just washing my hands of the whole incident. Right, so let's programme it. Let's do a thing.
Talk Radio.
Oh, look. They've put it in the local paper.
Really?
Tom and Mary Wainthorpe are proud to announce the engagement of their daughter, Carrie, to Gareth Shadwell.
Oh.
Five-door hatchback for sale. One previous owner, 46,000 miles... Full service history, 3 months MOT.
Like getting your money's worth? Then why not turn up the heat with our delicious new spicy chicken snack wrap? Just $1.49 from the McDonald's Saver menu. From 10:30 a.m, price of participation may vary.
Call straight to air for the last 15 minutes of the week, and then Talk Radio shuts down and it doesn't start again until Monday at 1 o'clock when John Holmes comes on.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Good afternoon, it is Talk Radio Friday. Of course, I'm Jenny. Speak to Donald Trump, please.
Hi, Mr. Trump's actually not in the office right now.
I've got that. It's easy.
I think it's a mixture of both, you know, like...
Mineral news.
We'll be the judge of that. Spotted? We are both from there.
Yeah.
But that version there is what got many people's goats at the time. Where are we going next, Rob?
Endless poetry.
What, you're going to recite some?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Why are you messing up all of my intros? Come on. Right, okay, this is my show now. Endless poetry.
Thanks for calling in, Nick with a K. You've just heard Kirk with a K. There is the Evergrove tune.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts. This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar, and this isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am out to get on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
Hey, good afternoon. Hello. And welcome along. As we come back for another week's worth of Talk Radio in the afternoons, re-entering this Monday afternoon the broadcasting fray like Tony Blair re-entering politics, according to the papers this morning. Well, I mean, it's about time too. I'm glad to see Tony Blair back, really, in the political fray. Because, you know, we haven't had an illegal war for ages, have we, sir? And now Donald Trump's president, it seems kind of timely. That's when, of course, Donald Trump not busy fighting the evil enemy and oppressors that are the cast of a Broadway musical. But here we are, battling our way out of your radio, aiming squarely at your ears. Rest assured, however, that we'll be hitting our target. Unlike over at LBC, where I'm led to believe that this morning, Nick Ferrari fired a jibe at a politician, missed and hit a hospital. Tony Blair's already condemned that, saying that in his day it would have been at least one hospital, two primary schools, a wedding and hundreds of innocent Iraqi citizens. Welcome back to politics, Tony Blair. Yes, Jeremy Corbyn, in your words, Tony, might be a nutter, But at least he didn't cynically manipulate intelligence to keep George Bush on side while lying to the British public about the possibility of Saddam Hussein being able to launch nuclear weapons, which he was subsequently found not to have within a 45-minute time frame. Hashtag just saying. Anyway. Hello, then. I am John Holmes. Welcome along. And what we do have is the capability to launch a programme at you between now and 4 o'clock in a 3-hour window. First up, of course, coming in on the way, here's the code for Headline Hijack. Here's the number to punch in, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use Twitter, at Talk Radio, of course.
Start your message with any word you like.
Type that into your phone. You could well see your made-up news story detonating in the 2pm bulletin. At 2 o'clock, there's the news. I mean, 90% of it will be vaguely accurate. True, even. But the remaining 10% will be, for want of a better word, balls. And like that other balls, Ed, the dancing one, your made-up news lie will dance lightly over Victoria's tongue, which she keeps in this mouth.
This mouth?
And it's to confuse anyone, of course, not listening to this bit of the programme. That's why we fib and fabricate and fake a story and put it in the news at 2 o'clock. Work Experience Punditry is a go today. Work Experience Sophie will be happening by to bring us a roundup of television. There's the day's big stories analysed through the medium of early Japanese poetry. That's the news in haikus. We'll be out on the streets to find out what the people think. Today we pushed microphones at them to find out if they think trees or antelope. What do you think? Do you think trees or do you think antelope? Let us know which. There's also the diversity paper review, of course, this afternoon. Each day our papers are reviewed on this programme by a different diversity to make us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. Mark is in today to do it. He's a brown one. There's also your reactions, of course. If you've got one, ping it over. There's drunk people recorded over the weekend in pubs and clubs and bars discussing the news while absolutely bladdered out of their minds. That's Alco Vox Pops. And we will be bringing you guest action. Comedian Ramesh Ranganathan joins us in around half an hour's time on the programme to plug something or other he's flogging in the guise of an interview. That's how it works. Ginger Dave is producing.
Ahoy, hoy, hoy.
Now, students, listen carefully. Dave's here, so it is safe to leave your houses, but do be back safely inside by 4 with the doors locked. Ask Broadcast is through the glass. She's through the
miserable window.
Yep.
She's so lols. Marta's on the buttons today. Hello, Marta.
Hello.
Hello. Victoria's got the news.
I do.
Yes, she does. Paid intern Cornelius.
Hello, everyone.
He's had some very, very bad news over the weekend. We'll be talking about that later. He's been usurped as Bromley's number one celebrity.
Oh, no.
Details of what's happened to Cornelius over the weekend coming up on the programme very shortly. Hello, I am John Holmes. Welcome along. It is Talk Radio in the afternoons. From Talk Radio. Now, on this very stormy, grey-looking day, enjoy a tale of rabbits.
Is it a dream?
bright eyes, burning like fire. Bright eyes, how can you close and fail? How can the light that burns so brightly suddenly burn so pale? Bright.
So the weather like this, isn't it? With Storm Angus over the weekend. You're listening to Talk Radio, by the way. That's some music I'm playing on Talk Radio. But with Storm Angus, what... I don't know about you, but it always... Just dead rabbits, isn't it? It's appropriate music for them to play that, isn't it? Art Garfunkel and Bright Eyes, of course. But why would I be playing Art Garfunkel and Bright Eyes on the radio? Why? It is primarily a talk radio station, so why would I be playing it?
Why?
Interesting, isn't it? Playing? Well, I'll give you a clue, producer Dave. It's to do with today's big story. And Cornelius, I know you were wondering, and it is, it is the big story of the day. So you know what we do, because that's how the radio works, is we discuss the big story in a sensible fashion. But you get into that story with a little bit of production colour, which in this case is a musical song. So who wants to guess at what today's big story is?
Is it Eyes?
No.
Is it Iron Brew?
Ah, because of the MPs buying more Iron Brew in Parliament since the Scottish referendum?
Yeah.
No.
Is it the weather's not been so bright recently?
No.
Storm Angus?
No. Stangus. No, it isn't. No. Shall I tell you?
Brexit.
Is it about art?
No. It's not. Ah, good guess. But no.
Is it about...
What film's it from?
Watership Down.
Correct there, now, yes.
Water.
No.
Waterships.
No. Smaller. Ships. Yes.
Warships.
Warships!
Down. Warships Down.
Forget the down bit.
Oh.
It's just... Because Watership Down has the word war and ships, and the big story today is, of course, the lack of Britain's warships.
So on
the
numbers front page of all warships the numbers are... Numbers of
warships. Fewer.
Down.
Yes. Well... Yes. So that's why I'm playing that, to do with today's big story. So we're going to need a guest to talk about this. It's on the front of the Telegraph, of course. The big story in a lot of the papers today is that Britain has fewer warships than it used to have. And this is a big problem. MPs say there is a big problem with Britain's defences, certainly at sea. So to get to the bottom of it, to find out why they're not funded correctly, to find out what's going on, we're going to need an expert. Ask Broadcast is through the glass. She isn't one, but she might be able to get one. Hi, Cass.
Yeah.
Great. So, can you could you get me a guest, please? Someone who knows about the warships.
All the warships.
All rabbits, don't care.
I could probably get the latter.
Try and get Art Garfunkel.
Try and get the former.
Art Garfunkel.
Can you get Art Garfunkel?
I'll try.
All right. That is Cass getting us a guest to talk about warships or rabbits. Next on Talk Radio, I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Sky Bet. We're making betting less missed chances and more tap-ins. With My Bets, the new and spectacularly simple way to track your bets. Get easy access to match stats, cash out, and your bets all in one place. With Sky Bet, you won't need to go anywhere else to make the right call on the big games. So download the UK's top-rated iOS sports betting app and find everything you need right at your fingertips. Sky Bet. That's betting better. 18 plus. Gambleaware.co.uk. Data from App Store according to App Annie. Correct as of 4th of October 2016 when the fun stops.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Every day, millions of consumers are shopping online for quality UK goods. And right now, some of the world's leading online marketplaces have reduced selling costs for UK businesses. To enjoy these exclusive discounts and to find the right online marketplace for you, search Exporting is great.
If you're thinking of selling your car, here's a list of things you'll probably want to avoid. Paying to advertise it. Taking loads of calls from interested people who have no intention of buying your car. Waiting in for strangers to turn up and look at your car. Waiting in for strangers to not turn up and look at your car. Listening to someone tell you how they saw a better one earlier on. Had enough? Sell your car without any hassle. Enter your reg number now at webuyanycar.com. Terms and conditions apply. See webuyanycar.com/info.
Please get ready to text a gift to help a child who is deaf-blind like Elliot. This Christmas. Christmas is a magical time for children. But imagine if you're Elliot. Imagine not seeing the Christmas tree or hearing a carol. But today, your text could help light up Christmas for a child who is deafblind like Elliot. Just text TOY to 82727 to give £3 to Sense, a leading national charity. Your text could buy a sensory toy that introduces a child to wonderful new sensations. So text TOY to 82727 and make a child who is deafblind like Elliot smile this Christmas. That's TOY to 82727. Text costs £3 plus your standard network rate. Sense will receive 100% of your donation. Thank you.
With the Pure Highway digital radio adapter in my car, I can be anywhere. I'm off to the pub, but I drop by Abbey Road. Past the lights, and I'm in New Orleans. At the left, I'm at Networth 96. I must book those tickets.
Reminder, book tickets.
With Pure Highway, you can enjoy more great music with DAB digital radio and Spotify, make calls hands-free, and even connect with Siri, so you can be wherever you want, wherever you're going. Visit your nearest Halfords for a free fitting or find out more at pure.com. Spotify subscription may be required. Free fitting applies to Halfords purchases only.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Quite a lot of flooding around the southwest. I know there's restrictions on the A30 in the Honiton area of Devon. This is west towards Fenny Bridges. Hampshire's eastbound M27 still closed because of an overturned lorry near junction 11 at Fareham, and Surrey's northbound M23 is queuing towards the M25 after earlier problems. Just north of Leicester, the M1 is struggling northbound 22 to 23 because of an accident, and the M6 in the West Midlands slow because of flooding as you head towards junction 8, and the northbound M5 towards its link with the M6 is queuing because of a lorry fire. I'm Jarena Adams.
Get a Mercedes-Benz van service from your local authorised repairer from just £99. With out-of-hours servicing available at our dealers, we're helping to reduce downtime for businesses like Simon Taylor Group.
We have a very good relationship with the local dealer, and we can put vehicles in at night time and get them back in the morning.
And if your Mercedes-Benz van is less than 4 years old, your service gives you free Mobilo van roadside assistance. We keep businesses moving. Find your nearest Mercedes-Benz service centre at mbvans.co.uk/service. £99 is based on new Citan and Vito models at participating dealers. Exclusions apply. All prices exclude VAT at 20%. Mobilo van valid for UK vehicles registered after October 2012. T's and C's apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Drive with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines.
Fuel your appetite for adrenalised afternoon radio on the Drive Time Show that's going all over the country.
Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
It's the superior work-to-sofa transmission system with intelligent presenter technology fitted as standard. Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, you're listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. A couple of reactions have been coming in.
Lots coming in, John. Office Gossip says, we definitely know of one, but we do suspect two. And this is coming, I inserted the word boob into the Drive Time Show running order, and I don't think anyone has noted. That's coming from Frank Confession.
Thank you very much indeed. Keep your reactions coming in. Here's the number, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like. Text messages cost 25 pence plus your standard network rate.
Time for the big story. So here's what we know. A twirly from Strictly Come Dancing has had his front teeth bashed out in Blackpool. Now, as far as I can make out from the perspective of a man who hasn't read that story properly, the dancer was attacked but was unable to defend himself due to a lack of British warships. If the dancing man had been on or armed with a warship as he walked around the chavvy-illuminated northern town, then he may not have been hurt. And naturally, it's brought out the pro-warship lobby on the very day that MPs warn that the number of warships is, and I quote, woefully low.
The Royal Navy has 19 frigates and destroyers, but that, of course, is only enough for 19 people, leaving 66 million and 12 people in this country without their own warship. The problem is timetabling and funding, by all accounts, but let's find out what's going on. Why are we going warshipless? On the line, one of the authors of the Armed Forces of the United Kingdom, it's Charles Haymans, former infantry officer. Good afternoon, Charles.
Good afternoon.
Lovely to talk to you. Thank you for joining us. So, it's on the front of all the papers today, of course. Why don't we have enough warships, Charles?
Well, the easy answer to this one is money. I mean, warships cost a fortune. You're looking at a destroyer now costing maybe up to around about £800 million. A Type 26 Global frigate, maybe £400 or £500 million. Hmm. I mean, there's huge amounts of money. And on a defence budget of about £35 billion a year, I mean, you can't have vast numbers of warships like we had 40 or 50 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, I've got the figures here, actually. So 1985, we had 4 aircraft carriers, 2 assault ships, frigates we had 41, 15 destroyers. Now we've got 0 aircraft carriers, 3 assault ships, 13 frigates and 6 destroyers. And that is quite a drop, isn't it?
That's an enormous drop. But it reflects not only money, it reflects the political situation and the threat. I mean, the threat has gone down, so people, certainly politicians, don't feel that they need so much in the way of hardware and warships. The other thing, of course, is that we haven't decided what sort of country we are when we sort of look at the threat as well. I mean, are we a small country off the coast of Europe doing our own thing? Are we going to be a global trading power? I mean, if you're going to be a global trading nation, you need lots of vessels, lots of warships to keep the sea lanes open.
Yeah. Well, in
dangerous times. If you look at how much food that we import from abroad,
yeah.
I mean, it's quite likely that nearly everything you eat today comes in from abroad. So that, you know, that's pretty strategic. We have to really think about that carefully.
Britannia rules the waves, of course. But this suggestion now is that we certainly don't.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we're not that sort of nation anymore. But we're still quite a powerful nation.
Yeah.
And we can still defend ourselves if necessary. But there are certain things we can't do. And right at this moment in time, we can't go to the other end of the world and exert our influence, keep our sea lanes open. We can send one frigate here or one destroyer there. And the figures lie. The figures lie. They say 19 frigates and destroyers.
Mm.
But you always take 30% off because vessels are in port, they're in refit,
yep.
They're working up, they're in training. So you've really, really got at any one time about 12 or 13 ready to sail.
So in the sense of, you were saying about how the country's changed, and you're absolutely right. So is it perceived then that the threat is very different to how it was, say, back in, you know, when the Falklands in 82, right? Is it because of terrorism and how that's orchestrated now? It's a very different threat to how it was. And of course, that their attacks, you know, in cities and on civilians. In that warfare, so the ships are sort of fallen by the wayside because the funding goes elsewhere?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah. I mean, there's a huge amount of that. But the trouble with your defence and security is that it's not just in time. It's always just in case.
Yeah.
And it takes years and years to put things together. So if you haven't got the right sort of configuration of balanced forces, you're intentions from other countries, other power blocks, they can change overnight, and then you're caught out. I mean, we were very lucky before the Second World War because Chamberlain managed to get, after Munich, a couple of years so that we could build Spitfires and Hurricanes.
Yeah.
But, you know, we may not get that chance again.
Yeah, the money that they have put into this, it's I think that they're going to be built in Glasgow. I think the next generation of ships that they've been promising. But the shipbuilding industry as a whole, it sort of has collapsed. And is it only that this country now, our shipbuilding industry is basically defence?
Yeah, it looks. I mean, in fact, there was a very good program on the television last night about Sunsail making sort of 50-meter yachts.
Yeah,
and there's a sector of the market like that, but we're not making any big ships anymore, except for defence.
Could you turn a Sunseeker style yacht or a cross channel ferry? How much would it cost just to turn it into a war machine? The ship's there already. Can you retrofit it with weapons? Because that'd be cheaper, wouldn't it?
You can retrofit quite a lot of vessels with long range air defence missiles, long range, you know, surface to surface missiles for anti ship work, things like that. But it still costs huge amounts of money. You know, the saving isn't as apparent as you think, because you've got to train the crews, you've got to keep these things current, you've got to update them, and it goes on and on. Unfortunately, this whole thing costs huge amounts of money. It makes an enormous amount of sense to have lots and lots of allies who you can trust, who have also got good armed forces, capable armed forces, so that you can all come together in times of conflict and defend yourselves.
Thank you very much, Charles. Charles Heyman there, he's one of the authors of the Armed Forces of the United Kingdom, former infantry officer, bringing us up to speed on that big story, which all the papers are talking about today, is the fact that we do not have enough warships. I went on a ferry once, and to be honest, you wouldn't need to retrofit that necessarily, because I had the idea that you could fire the quite fat American passengers probably at an enemy and do quite a lot of damage, because they, you know, barely moved from the buffet, so they'd be easier to catch and put into catapults. Anyway, do you have a thought on the future of the defence of this country with specific regard to warships? Here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Just after 1:30, here's Victoria with the news.
Talk Radio.
A court's heard the man accused of murdering MP Joe Cox had a collection of books about white supremacy and an ornament with a swastika on. Thomas Mayer's trial has heard the items were found at his home in Birstall in West Yorkshire. The Labour politician who'd campaigned to stay in the EU was shot and stabbed to death just days before June's referendum. The 53-year-old denies the charges. The Prime Minister has hinted at big cuts to corporation tax as she addressed business leaders. Theresa May told the CBI conference she wants to see the UK's rates slashed to the lowest of the world's leading nations. She also announced increased funding for science and technology, but she also appeared to backtrack on a previous announcement that firms would have to appoint staff members to their boards.
While it's important that the voices of workers and consumers should be represented, I can categorically tell you this is not about mandating works councils or the direct appointment of workers or trade union representatives on boards.
Downing Street has confirmed a state visit to the UK by Donald Trump next year is under consideration. Reports over the weekend suggested the US president-elect was in line for an invitation to meet the Queen after he's inaugurated in January. Cars have been submerged by flood water as heavy rain continues to sweep across parts of the UK. Amber weather warnings have been issued in Devon and parts of Somerset following Storm Angus. And the average British worker will apparently spend around half of their December pay packet on Christmas. A report claims almost 20% will then suffer financially for the following 3 months or more. The weather very unsettled across the south, with further flooding possible for the southwest. Rain affecting much of the Midlands as well, but dry further north with some sunshine, highs of 12 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
There's more in half an hour. There's also more in an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, for Victoria's news remains smaller than it once was, like a sort of current affairs-based Toblerone. Yet it costs the same, like a current affairs-based Toblerone. And it means Victoria has to make the time up. So in an hour's time, we get bonus news, which today, I believe, we've fallen into mineral news.
Indeed, and I've got a cracker for you.
Have you?
Mmm.
Right, so in an hour's time, everyone's looking forward to that already, I know. As Victoria brings us bonus news, thank you, Victoria. There's also this World Bank headline hijack. In around 20, I'm going to say, 1 minute's time, there will be a made-up news story in the bulletin. Your job, my friend, is to make that news story up. The number is this, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
All you got to do is take some words that you know and put them in an order that seems to indicate that a news story has happened, but all you got to do is make it up from scratch. That's it. We call it Headline Hijack. It's there to fool those people who aren't listening to this bit of the programme and get back to their desk or wherever and switch the radio on. Hear the news, believe it to be true, but of course it is not. It's Headline Hijack and it's on the way next.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
The nation fell in love with his Jacobs and his crab dance, and he knows a song that will get on your nerves and he'll wake you up bright and early tomorrow morning with me, Paul Ross. I'm talking, of course, about the former king of the jungle himself, Joe Pasquale. and your chance to join the cutting edge conversation of the day on the big topic of the day. It's Better Call Paul. If it's on your mind, get it on the radio.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Tomorrow morning from 6.
On Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So a lot of your reactions coming in to the story that Britain is bereft of warships. We do not have enough warships with which to go to war. We were talking there to Charles Hayman, former infantry officer, about the problem. He says it's because the parameters of war have changed, of course, from glory days of Britannia rules the waves, and so the budget goes elsewhere. But what of the ships that we have? Now, we were just talking there before the news about how you can retrofit. I was interested in whether you could retrofit an existing ship rather than build it from scratch, whether it would be cheaper. For instance, you take one of those big ferries that you see that are full of fat Americans at the buffet, and you adapt it so you can launch fat Americans at enemies from the deck of the ship, some sort of catapult system. And the fat Americans can't walk very fast, of course, so you can just scoop them up from the buffet and push them, just tell them there's more food down the barrel of a gun, and they'll crawl inside one of these big guns, and then you can fire the fat people at, do a lot of damage with a fat American. I'm no scientist, but that's what I'm told. Cornelius, you've got some
lots coming in, John. John, without the warships, how are we going to sink all the boats with poor helpless immigrants coming in? That's coming from Julia. John, surely we need the Navy to protect our shores, our proud British litter and used condom ridden shores.
Yes, absolutely right. Do keep your opinions and reactions coming in. Over the weekend, quite a lot have come in. Many people I know were, I mean, I was one of them. I cleared my garage out at the weekend, got a skip. Tons of reactions. I mean, going back years. I mean, I lived in that house for 10 years. Some reactions are still boxed. Some of my thoughts and opinions, they're just boxed in the back. So I just put them in the skip. I mean, if you haven't used a reaction for a long time, you know, just chuck them out. We'll take them. I mean, we're all for recycling. So if you've got an opinion or a reaction, let us know. You can put it in one of the special Talk Radio reaction recycling bins. You'll find them in your supermarket car parks next to the bottle banks. Pop your reaction in there. Vile right-wing reactions go in the top slot. Moderate in the middle, and down the bottom is just the sort of low-rent stuff that doesn't mean anything about celebrity. We give those to Paul Ross. Time for headline hijack, I think, probably.
Yes.
We should probably give the number out as well, 8722.
Start your message with the word
talk. At already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Right, you know the drill. Make up a news story. Get it to us. You've got 20-odd minutes to do it. Fewer than that now, actually. And your news lie could be in the news at 2 o'clock. Cornelius, what's been coming in?
Lots coming in, John. It has emerged that the news story about Facebook wanting to increase its UK team by 50% is actually a fake news story that was made to trend on the social media website, according to Nigel. The story has been picked up by almost all of the main news outlets. However, the crack team at the Talk Radio newsroom were able to get to the heart of the matter.
Good. As ever.
Yes.
This has come in from, who's this from? Sally. Thank you, Sally. The Chancellor of the Exchequer, Philip Hammond, has been criticised by some of his fellow MPs, who are saying that he's out of his depth ahead of the release of his Autumn Statement. This is on Wednesday, of course, which we'll be covering in depth, as you can imagine. The comments have followed a leak which suggests that until yesterday, Philip Hammond's Autumn Statement consisted only of general observations about the season, including the leaves have turned brown and fallen to the ground. Slightly confused about what his Autumn Statement's supposed to be. If you have a made-up news story, you know the number. I'm not going to do it again, because then Cornelius will have to say that irritating line about
starting your message with the word talk.
That one. Anyway, the lines are open. Headline hijack. And next, joining us next, not Lonely Lunch today. Today, no Lonely Luncher. Why? Ask me why.
Why?
Because we have a guest for you. Comedian Ramesh Ranganathan joins us next here on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
The big games keep coming on BT Sport, and the UEFA Champions League is as big as they get. On Tuesday, Spurs and Leicester are in action. Then on Wednesday, Arsenal take on the mighty PSG, and Borussia Mönchengladbach play Man City. On Thursday, Man United face Feyenoord in the UEFA Europa League. Then on Saturday, it's another huge London derby. Chelsea Spurs, 5:30 kickoff. Four competitions, one venue, BT Sport. BT Sport customers can watch 42 Premier League matches, all of the UEFA Champions League games, plus up to 24 Emirates FA Cup matches.
Looking forward to a pre-dawn tug-of-war over a giant flat-screen TV this Black Friday? No? Try the Nissan Black Tag event at our dealerships instead. From the 24th to the 30th of November only, there are huge extra deposit contributions on selected Nissan models. £3,250 on X-Trail, £2,500 on Qashqai, and up to £2,600 on Juke. All at 4.99% APR representative. Search Nissan Black Tag event. Ends 30th of November, but in a calm and orderly manner. Nissan. Innovation that excites. Excludes Vizia. Nissan Finance. Subject to status over 18s. T's and C's at nissan.co.uk.
If you've been refused a loan, why not ask someone to be your guarantor for an Amigo loan? Because the moment you do, amazing things can happen. You can change an old car into a new one. Transform a spare room into a nursery fit for a princess. Turn a great business idea into a great business. And most amazingly of all, you could start to improve your credit rating. To borrow up to £7,500 at representative 49.9% APR variable, all you need is a guarantor with a good credit history to make your payments if you don't. You must be over 18, not bankrupt, and able to afford the repayments.
It's good to have an Amigo.
Apply now at amigoloans.co.uk.
Whether you're saving for a new playroom for the kids or a tropical adventure to see some real cheeky monkeys, the money you're putting aside is perfectly safe, protected by the FSCS up to £75,000, should anything happen to your bank, building society or credit union. It's completely automatic, free of charge, and you'll get your money back within 7 days. You'll probably never need us, but it's good to know we're here. Search FSCS Protected.
At Wix, our 50% off selected tiles and flooring sale just got even better. There's now an extra 15% off until Tuesday. Wix, let's do it right.
Sky Bet. We're making betting less missed chances and more tap-ins. With My Bets, the new and spectacularly simple way to track your bets. Get easy access to match stats, cash out, and your bets all in one place. With Sky Bet, you won't need to go anywhere else to make the right call on the big games. So download the UK's top-rated iOS sports betting app and find everything you need right at your fingertips. Sky Bet. That's betting better.
18+. Gambleaware.co.uk. Data from App Store according to App Annie. Correct as of 4th of October 2016 when the fun stops.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Quite a lot of flooding around the southwest. I know there's restrictions on the A30 in the Honiton area of Devon. This is west towards Fenny Bridges. Hampshire's eastbound M27 still closed because of an overturned lorry near junction 11 at Fareham. And Surrey's northbound M23 is queuing towards the M25 after earlier problems. Just north of Leicester, the M1 is struggling northbound 22 to 23 because of an accident. And the M6 in the West Midlands slow because of flooding as you head towards junction 8. And the northbound M5 towards its link with the M6 is queuing because of a lorry fire. I'm Jarena Adams.
Mercedes-Benz vans. 0% APR, 100% behind businesses like Morris Vermaport Lifts.
The 24-hour service is very beneficial to our business, of course, because we are a 24-hour business ourselves.
Get 0% APR representative on new Sprinter, Vito and Citan vans with a £250 finance contribution.
The whole package was very competitive. The van itself was probably the most competitive out there.
We keep businesses moving. Find your nearest dealer at mbvans.co.uk. Business users only, hire purchase only, maximum term 36 months, minimum deposit 20% plus VAT of the vehicle. Credit approvals by 31st of December 2016. Mercedes-Benz Finance.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the Fleet Street firebrand who isn't afraid to shoot from the lip.
I'll be talking about all the biggest stories. If you're talking about them, so are we. But we'll get behind the headlines, talk to the biggest guests and those politicians, just so you don't have to.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
On it. Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. You are listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. And one thing you'll understand and know and learn is if you listen to the radio or read a newspaper or see anything at all on the television, you might have realised that the news itself, for all of its foibles, is quite complicated.
I can't get my head around it.
Well, you're not the only one, Cornelius, of course, because it's hard to if I'm honest with you, it's hard to understand. And we get letters saying, John, I can't get my head around the news. It's very hard to understand. But it's all right because we're here to help, of course. Because What happens is, when we analyse the news on this programme, we drill down into it, as you know, and right down inside the news. When you get right down to the very essence of the news, I mean, beyond its natural elements, beyond its molecules, what you get down to is, of course, Japanese poetry.
Mm-hmm.
Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. We explain the news in haikus.
Tony Blair returns to politics like a bout of chlamydia.
The news in haikus. Now, ordinarily at this point of the programme, we'd bring you a very lonely person eating lunch alone and induct them into the Talk Radio in the afternoons, 1 till 4 o'clock, Tupperware Hall of Despair. Today, though, not so much. And the reason for that is a good one. The reason is we are joined by Ramesh Ranganathan, who is, of course, the comedian Ramesh Ranganathan. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Nice to see you.
Yes. Now, you were, I'm not going to say late, because you weren't, because you arrived bang on time, but I know you were just across the office in Talksport.
Yeah.
Over there. How are Hawksby and Jacobs?
They're nice, They smell nice, both of them.
Did they?
They look nice, yeah. I like what they're wearing.
Does that imply that we don't smell nice? Or?
No, I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying when somebody's made an effort, you do know. Commenting,
yeah, that's fair. So, what sort of things did they ask you?
They asked.
Out of interest.
They asked me how I thought Arsenal were getting on this season.
Oh yeah, we won't be doing that.
They asked me if I thought that Planet Earth 2 was too violent, or you know, sort of sensationalised that kind of side of things.
What do you reckon?
I don't think so. Actually, I don't mind it. I sort of think, you know, nature is violent, isn't it?
It is,
and I think why not show it in all its glory?
Yeah, it's very much like the Talksport office in that sense, which is possibly what they were getting at.
Yeah,
there's
yeah.
a lot of bloodshed.
Yeah, when I saw the racer snakes,
that's what everyone talks about.
Yeah, that's what I think of as like the comedy circuit.
Yeah.
You know, just people just thinking, oh, he's going to headline, is he? We'll see about that.
That snake sequence was amazing.
Yeah, really good. Yeah.
Absolutely. If you haven't seen it, Planet Earth 2, just Google racer snakes. And I didn't even know that was a thing.
Don't Google racist snakes, which is what it sounded like you said.
Yeah,
but I imagine there is a video. There is probably something where there's a cobra just going off about immigration.
Hey, there's a market for everyone. So listen, the reason you're here, we're up front and centre, DVD out, of course. This is your first DVD, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So
I thought I'd jump in now.
Why take so long?
Because it just takes me a lot lazy in writing material.
Yeah,
you know.
Good.
I've done two shows previously. Nobody had approached me to record them, which is was a damning indictment of my previous career up to this point, isn't it? But this is sort of my first full tour, I guess. So we thought we'd record it for posterity.
Yeah, and hit that market, that difficult Christmas market.
Yeah, I think, you know, people are looking for joy at Christmas.
Sometimes.
And I think that's what I can provide.
Yeah. But the problem, see, my advice, though, was going to be, you see, because everyone brings out the DVD at Christmas.
Right? Yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
could have jumped that trend.
Yeah.
And just gone, right, I'll just pick another random national holiday, which is a quieter time.
Like, what are you thinking, like Easter or something?
Well, probably Easter's better than Christmas for it, yeah. But, you know, like April Fool's Day or something.
Pancake Day. Yeah.
No one brings out a comedy DVD at Pancake Day.
That's true, but I'm vegan. So sort of I find pancakes sort of morally corrupt. So yeah. I wouldn't sort of do that.
Yeah.
But I get what the idea's good.
Yeah, thank
certainly,
you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought
if there was some
just
sort of if there was some sort of holiday period that was in keeping with my beliefs, then yeah.
Yeah, imagine that.
Yeah.
I don't think there is one.
No, I don't think so either. No.
So, in terms of, because you know, the last couple of years for you, because I'm going to give you a compliment here.
Thank you.
Listen.
I was waiting for this.
When is
this guy going to big me up?
It's not even my compliment. I'm passing it on.
Okay, fine.
So I saw Ian Hislop the other day.
Yeah.
right? And he was talking about people being on Have I Got News For You,
yeah,
but not being ready for it,
right.
Okay, because they just put them on there,
yeah.
And
yeah.
he said, and it shows, and it's a bad sort of way of doing it. Yeah. And he said, what you need though is someone like Romesh,
right,
who can come on and just be bloody good.
Is that what he
Straight
said?
Straight off the bat, yeah.
Did he really say
yes,
that?
Yes, he did.
I'm actually genuinely like, I'm genuinely buzzing.
I said he's coming in next week, I'll tell him. And now I feel it's come full circle.
Oh, mate, that is actually genuinely.
Actually genuinely true, yeah.
Oh, thank you.
So there you
lovely.
Go.
Well, yeah. I'm really glad I've come on.
Are they actually back on it?
No.
Okay.
Well, now it's awkward.
But I mean, but I guess that compliment is better than the fee for a repeat appearance.
So. Yeah, exactly, yeah. So spend that wisely
if you want to. So what else are you doing then? What's 2017 going to be holding?
I don't
for
know.
You?
Is the honest truth?
I've got. I'm gonna tell. I was gonna tell you this off air.
Okay, go on.
But I'm gonna tell you it now.
Yeah.
So there's you know Max Davis.
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Yeah, well, he is. There's a sitcom.
Right.
Pilot.
Yeah.
That your name's attached to. That
yeah.
you may not even know about yet.
Right. Yeah.
Max is working on.
Yeah.
And I'm working on.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you now.
Yeah.
That I'm going to send it to you.
Okay. Great.
Because I don't know whether you knew or not, but I thought I'd just put it out there now.
Yeah, no, that's good. But, that's good. I appreciate it.
But yeah, that's a thing that's
well, if you could keep generating work for me, I would appreciate
that's exactly
it.
Right. Yeah, yeah. That's what the only reason I got you here.
Yeah,
I need to speak to him because I want to give him this sitcom script. You know, and it'll just get lost in an agent's inbox.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I might as well just tell him about it now.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. No, there's bits and pieces, but like, I mean, the main thing is I'm going to take a bit of a... Not take a break, but I won't do stand-up for a little bit. And
yeah.
then just see... What else?
Well, because you did the travel stuff a lot as well, because that worked really well. That you went to Sri Lanka,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah. I mean, we did Asian Provocateur, and the thing with that is, you know, we enjoy doing it. But I think for me, I just sort of want to make sure that whatever I do next, I'm really excited about. So it's sort of you know, picking and choosing or whatever. And I'm sure I'll get the itch in a because you know I've done this show, this tour at the moment from February.
Yeah.
And what'll happen is I'll be sat at home and then I'll be thinking I want to write stand-up again and I'll probably go and go to a local club or something and try out stuff.
Yeah.
Or it could just all go to nothing.
Yeah.
And then I'm scratching around looking for the next steps.
Appearing on here does have that effect.
Right. So, okay. Yeah.
Just don't want to jinx it, but yes, that's going to happen. So in terms of stand-up, do you continually write? Because I've interviewed a lot of comics and they all do it in a very different way. So do you go, right, I need a new show, then start, or are you forever collating material?
Well, I'm forever collecting material, to be honest. Well, I think it's sort of a bit like a muscle writing stand-up. So you have to keep being in that frame of mind of thinking up stuff.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it becomes more difficult to start again. But if I think of something while I'm on tour now, I'll say it on the tour.
Yeah.
So I don't ever save stuff for the next tour. It'll be if I think of a new routine or something, then I'll just do it.
Yeah.
And then when it comes to doing the news show, it'll either be that there's been some stuff that I've been thinking about that I'll put together, or I'll start from scratch. But I am always writing. When I say writing, it's not like I'm not necessarily sitting in an office for hours, but like I'll come up with an idea and then note it down or whatever. And I try to do that every day if I can, just to sort of keep it going.
Do you script or do you just work off bullet points?
I don't script, no. I sort of tend to like, if I want to come up with new stuff, I think about ideas, I'll bullet point them, and then I'll go to a club and try them out and talk them out on stage. And you almost sort of write the routine on stage, and then you work it out. I just think I used to do it where I'd come up with an idea and write the thing out in full, but actually what I found was when I was at doing the gig, I'd be trapped in the words of it, and you wouldn't try and think of...
And you'd have to learn it.
Let's be honest.
Horrible.
I mean, I'm pretending it comes from creative... integrity, but actually it's laziness.
Yeah,
I don't want to have to memorise it. Do you know what I mean? So yeah, that's kind of now I just turn up with like five words on a bit of paper,
yeah,
and then talk around it, and hopefully funny will come. But often it doesn't.
Yeah. I mean that's a major issue. Yeah.
Yeah.
Your next DVD could be very dull.
I mean, I always feel like I'm three bad gigs away from giving up completely. Do you know what I mean?
You don't have bad gigs anymore, do you? Come on.
Yeah, oh, mate, of course.
Really?
Yeah.
Come on.
Are you joking? Yeah.
Not
especially like good. Especially like when you do like the corporate, like if you do a corporate gig, like an awards day.
Yeah.
The number of times I've been doing my set to nothing and then thinking, I don't even know if they'll applaud when I say thank you and good night. You know, you might just hear the microphone click into the stand and then my footsteps pad away.
Echoing.
Yeah.
What's the dullest titled corporate you've done?
I think I did Sanitation Awards.
That's good.
I did one which wasn't dull in the end, but it had a weird name, which is where they were releasing a new drug, and they wanted to do it in keeping with a with actually with Have I Got News For You.
Yeah.
So I presented an event called Have I Got Diabetes News For You.
What was the headline?
The headline was I can't remember. This will stop diabetes.
Yeah, fine.
And then everyone sort of guessed it was the drug that was being launched on the day. It wasn't that long around, if I'm being honest.
It is odd though that that world of corporates is a strange, strange business because you know every industry seems to want its own award ceremony, and rightly so.
Yeah.
I do
think actually the entertainment industry is the industry that merits awards the least. You know, like when you sort of watch the Oscars. You think, why does George Clooney need a pat on the head? You know, so you do think like other industries, actually it's right and it's in keeping that they have an awards thing. But at the same time, sometimes you are reading an award out that you don't know what it means.
Yeah.
And so it's difficult to give it the level of gravitas that's required if you don't actually understand what it is that you're saying.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sort of best shed.
Yeah, exactly. Best shed in the South Surrey area that has independent plumbing. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, like, how do you give that the drama that it needs?
I always think it's odd at the sort of the showbiz end ones where they give awards that you get a collection of nominees from news events, right? And they sort of go, and the nominees for best news event are 9/11.
Yeah. That was a good one, wasn't it?
Everyone was talking.
That was a real water cooler moment.
Exactly,
that one.
Yeah. And they list these horrible disasters. And then what happens is you just get to. And the award for best news event is 9/11. Yay!
Yeah!
9/11!
Yeah, yeah.
People
get so nervous that there'll be a load of people cheering 9/11. I'm stood at the front. and then next thing you know, that goes on YouTube. You've got a Daily Mail headline waiting to happen there. Gentlemen, Ramesh Jihadi Nathan.
I didn't know your first name was Jonathan.
Yes, yeah,
until
yeah.
I, you know, looked you up on Wikipedia for the
first
time.
Yeah, that is like what is on my birth certificate. My mum and dad thought that would make it easier for me as an ethnic minority in this country to have the name Jonathan.
Yeah, yeah.
Because obviously, if I'd have come in here as Jonathan, you wouldn't have known that I'm originally Sri Lankan.
Yeah.
Until I told you.
That's
you
right.
Know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you'd have just thought I was an English guy.
Mine, I'm a Jonathan. So yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah.
So yeah. That's my parents went sort of kind of normal, Jonathan, and I've got a sister Vicky, but the middle one was called Kelda, which is
Kelda.
So I don't know what my parents would like on drugs.
The middle,
or yeah, the middle one.
So that suggests. I mean, that's horrible for Kelda because that means that was definitely a mistake.
Yeah.
So what's happened is they've gone normal.
Yeah.
They've gone, let's go unusual, and then they've gone, oh God, I wish we hadn't done that. Let's go back to normal.
It's stupid. That is. That's exactly what's happened. Look, we're out of time, I'm afraid, because that went fast, didn't it?
Yeah, that was fast. Yeah, yeah.
Where are you going now? Where are you going now?
I don't know. Home, maybe?
Great.
I'm hoping.
Yeah.
But this has been fun. Oh, genuinely
been fun. Though?
Yeah, it was really good fun.
Oh,
thank
bless
you guys.
But yeah, good to talk to you. So the DVD is out today.
Today, yeah.
That's right.
Correct, yeah.
It's called Irrational.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Jonathan Ramesh Ranganathan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you very much for having me.
You're welcome. Small matter of headline hijack. So we've got a made-up news story going into the news, which is next, which we need to just nail. Who has got their made-up news story in the news to fool those who haven't listened to this bit of the programme?
It is Joe.
From
Kettering.
Joe's in Kettering. Made-up news story in the news next. After that, Sophie's here with work experience, punditry today, television. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Don't miss the radio show that's opening doors for property investors right across the UK. Home Rule with Martin Roberts in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to achieve your dream home or develop your property portfolio, get expert advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
With BMW navigation and Spotify integration as standard, the BMW 1 Series effortlessly combines information and entertainment with outstanding driving pleasure. And now the 5-door BMW 118 iM Sport is available with monthly rentals from just £239. Visit your local BMW centre. The BMW 1 Series. Pure BMW. £4,269 initial rental, 36-month hire agreement, subject to status and availability for new vehicles ordered by 31st of December and registered by 31st of March 2017. UK only, guarantees may be required. Excess mileage and other conditions apply when you return the vehicle. BMW Finance.
Repeat after me. I, Isabella Lopez, do solemnly swear.
I, Isabella Lopez, do solemnly swear.
Yes, to apply for the marriage allowance tax break.
To apply for the marriage allowance tax break.
And save up to £220.
If you're married or in a civil partnership and one of you earns less than £11,000 and your partner earns less than £43,000, you could receive up to £220. If you were eligible last year and didn't claim, you could get up to £432. Apply now at gov.uk/marriage-allowance.
Commander, we believe your wife is a German spy.
It's insane. She's the mother of my child.
Allied, starring Brad Pitt and Marianne Cotillard.
You have 72 hours to prove her innocence.
Your most intimate ally.
You were a different woman last night.
Could be your most dangerous enemy.
If your wife is a spy, you must execute her.
Is this a game?
The test.
Everything in the test.
Allied.
You're scaring me. Come back to bed.
In cinemas Friday, rated 15.
Please get ready to text a gift to help a child who is deaf-blind like Elliot this Christmas. Christmas is a magical time for children. But imagine if you're Elliot. Imagine not seeing the Christmas tree or hearing a carol. But today, your text could help light up Christmas for a child who is deaf-blind like Elliot. Just text TOY to 82727 to give £3 to Sense, a leading national charity. Your text could buy a sensory toy that introduces a child to wonderful new sensations. So text TOY to 82727 and make a child who is deaf-blind like Elliot smile this Christmas. That's TOY to 82727. Text costs £3 plus your standard network rate. Sense will receive 100% of your donation. Thank you.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
And just after 2 o'clock. Good afternoon. Hello, Monday. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, the latest from the Joe Cox murder trial. UK considering Trump visit and Apple to fix phone fault.
Talk Radio.
A court's heard neo-Nazi propaganda was found next to a dossier on the MP Joe Cox when police searched the bedroom of the man charged with her murder. 53-year-old Thomas Mayer is accused of shooting and stabbing Mrs. Cox to death outside a library in West Yorkshire in June. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble has more from the Old Bailey.
One of the books discovered was called March of the Titans, a history of the white race, and there was also information about a far-right movement in South Africa. On the wall of Mr. Mayer's small bedroom was a Third Reich eagle ornament with a swastika on it. Alongside all of that were newspaper cuttings of Joe Cox. Her family sat quietly in court as Mr. Mayer denies the charges.
Downing Street is denying union accusations the Prime Minister's backtracked on a pledge to have worker representatives on company boards. Theresa May made a speech to business leaders where she also suggested there could be big cuts to corporation tax. Donald Trump could come to the UK as soon as next year. Downing Street says a state visit, which normally includes a banquet hosted by the Queen, is being considered once the new US president's been inaugurated in January. Richard Fitzwilliam is a royal commentator.
It will be interesting. And what gifts is he going to exchange? I mean, that will be such fun. They can be absolutely hideous. The worst gift ever given. It was given to the Duke of Edinburgh by President Pompidou in the 1970s, and it was a gigantic wine cooler shaped like a grasshopper.
French authorities say they've foiled a terror attack. 7 men have been arrested in raids in Strasbourg and Marseille, but police haven't revealed the potential target. Apple is going to replace faulty batteries in some iPhone 6's handsets after they kept randomly shutting down. The firm says a very small number of those made between September and October last year are affected.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Unsettled across the south with further flooding possible for the southwest following Storm Angus. Rain affecting much of the Midlands as well, but dry further north with some sunny spells, highs of 12 degrees.
Hi, Victoria.
Hi, John.
You all right?
Yeah, are you?
Yeah, fine, thanks. I wasn't... Have you done the news?
Yes, I have.
Have you done the...
Weather, yes. All that's right. That was your cue to rush in here and... pretend you weren't listening.
That was just out there.
I know.
Mocking Cornelius's salad.
Oh, what's so wrong with his salad?
Well, it's salad-y. Have you had your curly fries today?
No, this is the one day I'm not having them.
Is it?
Yeah, I've got curry in the fridge.
Okay.
So I'm going to have that instead.
Euphemism. Right.
It's not a euphemism. Okay. I've actually got curry in the fridge. Right. I made it myself over the weekend.
Did you?
Yeah, from scratch.
Okay.
Yeah.
From what?
Scratch.
Okay. So, Victoria, you will be back in half an hour as well, of course, with bonus news today. Because the news bulletins are shorter. We must make the time up. It's mineral news today.
Yeah.
Do you want to give us a little tease, or is it just going to be an exciting treat?
Ooh. If you like minerals and you like Christmas, then you better listen at 2:30.
Wow. All right, that's coming up. First, though, here's Pete Abbott, with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Pete Abbott. Gareth Southgate is meeting the Football Association today for an interview for the permanent England manager's job. Southgate is favourite to get the job after going unbeaten in his four matches in interim charge. It's understood Southgate will only consider taking the role if he's offered a contract until the end of Euro 2020. Aston Villa have appointed former defender Colin Calderwood as their new assistant manager. He recently quit from the same role at fellow Championship club Brighton. The two sides have now agreed compensation, allowing him to join up with Villa boss Steve Bruce. It's reported Steven Gerrard will inform League One side MK Dons about whether he's decided to take their vacant manager's job today. It's been claimed Gerrard will turn down the opportunity. England's cricketers have been comprehensively beaten by India in the second test. They were bowled out for 158 in their second innings to go down to a 246-run defeat. And England rugby union lock Joe Launchbury will find out today if he'll be banned for allegedly kicking an opponent in Saturday's win over Fiji. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And former footballer Eric Cantona has thrown his hat into the ring to run for the French presidential election. In his announcement speech, Cantona said that recent events had shown that celebrities who aren't qualified for the job and have famously short tempers are very electable at the moment.
Thank you very much indeed, Victoria, there with the live news. And that was Patabat, of course, with the pre-recorded sport. Work experience punditry on the way.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
For that, though, let's just very quickly nip over to Radio 2, I think, where Jeremy Vines been very busy broadcasting. Very odd show from Jeremy this afternoon.
One minute you're enjoying the peace and quiet at home, having maybe a well-deserved cup of tea, and then you are convulsed with shock. Your beautiful child has spontaneously exploded. Sandra in Peterborough, hello.
Can I just say, Jeremy, that this sounds like utter rubbish. An exploding child. Do you have any evidence for this?
Well, we've got a geologist on the line. Perhaps you can help us. What is going on?
Sorry, your researcher said that you had a geological question to ask me. Children don't explode. This is absolutely ludicrous.
I pay my licence fee for this.
I don't know whether this in any way reassures you. Maybe it does the opposite, Sandra. But since I mentioned this with Ken Bruce at 11:30, I've seen at least a dozen emails come in.
Not true.
From people whose child exploded.
You've just made them up.
John in Rosecare in Cornwall.
Rosecare? Made up.
Says the same thing happened to me. I was cleaning the bathroom. I went to move the child from the shower and it just exploded right in front of me. I was shaking like a leaf.
Rubbish. John doesn't exist.
The blast was powerful enough to scratch the inside of the cupboard.
You're a liar.
Liar.
0500 288 291.
Oh, great, yeah, that's right. Drown me out, Jeremy, you big fraud.
Radio 2 there with Jeremy Vine. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. What about regular bits of bed music there? It's the noise of Green Day, of course. Instrumental version. Apropos, Green Day they've called out President Trump a bit. Now, President Trump, it's fair to say, has come in for a bit of a stick from various stages across the weekend, hasn't he? There was that group of Broadway actors at their play who read out a message to him and Mike Pence, the VP. Which meant the President of the United States of America bothered to get into a Twitter spat with them. And then...
Astonishing.
So stupid!
Yeah. Do something, Presidency! Get off Twitter! And then Green Day changed the... What was this? Green Day changed the lyrics to one of their songs.
Yeah, at the AMA Awards.
That's right, to just a little pop at Trump. Green Day not afraid to shy away from the political rhetoric. But we thought, hell, what more excuse do you need than to come up with a half-assed idea for a text-in on a Monday afternoon on Woo-hoo. Talk Radio. That's right. So, what we're going to ask you to do this afternoon, here's the number, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Is political lyrics. Take a lyric from a song, render it political. Simple, isn't it? For instance, Guns N' Roses, Welcome to the Jungle. We've got refugees. See, it's like, because of the Calais one.
Mm, yeah. Yeah.
Every breath you kip. Every step you kip, every move you kip, we'll be hating EU. Like that. And I know Cornelius has been beavering away.
We're Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Breitbart Band. We hope you will enjoy the racism.
Good. That's the kind of thing. Anyway, get them to us, please. Just re-politicise any way at all. Politicise an existing lyric. Make like Green Day. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with a very clever lyrical parody.
Nice to hear from you, Ginger Producer Dave there.
Hello.
Text from Chris Wilcox-Jones. I wonder if Ginger Producer Dave smells of Lynx to try and lure the students in. That's what he's written. Let's read it out. And he's added in Lynx as well.
Oh, you might get
a freebie.
You might get a freebie, yeah.
Bit of Lynx Africa.
Racist. Right, time for Work Experience Punditry at 2:10. That is, of course, where we invite a Work Experience in to review things. The bonus for that, for them, is certainly experience in the industry. It's sort of learning to be the next generation of broadcasters and critics. For us, the most important point is that we don't have to pay them. Hello, Sophie.
Hello.
She's our Monday one.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she comes in here armed with television.
Yes.
Yes. What have you got today?
So first up is the Grand Tour.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Of course we had to do that.
Do we have a clip of it?
We do.
Here's the Grand Tour.
Point is, the view changes and so does the audience, okay? I mean, this week, you're all Americans. Now, this is a bit of a problem for people like us who speak English. We can converse perfectly well in a shop or a restaurant, but when it comes to cars and motoring, every single word you use is different. When I say different, I mean wrong. When you change gear with a lever, what do you call that? Stick. Do you see, this is a stick. Couldn't change gear with this. It wouldn't work. What you can do with this is point at things, okay? Let's just see if we can get you educated. What do you call this bit of a car? Bonnet.
They're learning.
It's a... What do you mean? No, I know you can wear a bonnet on your head as well. It's two things. We're capable of having those different thoughts.
There it is. Clip of the Grand Tour there. Clarkson, Hammond, May, James May with us on this programme on Friday, of course, after Ooh. I gate-crashed the interview he did on Breakfast with Paul.
That's on the podcast, which will be up this evening.
Shouldn't it have been up on Friday?
Yep. Mm. Technical difficulties.
Were you drunk again?
Nope.
Oh.
Honestly, it's this place.
OK, fine. Right, so our new podcast is up with the interview with James May. I had a three-way with James May and Paul Ross.
Oh, nice.
Yes. So what did you make of the Grand Tour, then?
Well, it's exactly the same as Top Gear.
Yes.
However, it's basically the budget seems a lot bigger and every episode seems to be just like their Christmas specials, which is pretty awesome, in my
opinion. Were you a fan of Top Gear?
I was, yes.
Yeah. So.
I know nothing about cars, but I did really like it.
That was the point, you see. That's what the BBC failed to realise when they tried to revamp it with Chris Evans and Joey from Friends. It's not about cars. It's about three old men being childish.
And making silly jokes about each other.
That's it. That's what it is.
Yeah.
And what they've done is...
Very much like this show.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Except way fewer successful. So in terms of... I mean, the opening sequence alone...
Incredible.
Was epic, wasn't it?
I mean, unreal.
Yeah, it was. I mean, if you haven't seen it, it's worth watching. But it's, you know, the whole thing of them just starting off in cars, the digs at the BBC, as he leaves the building, hands his pass in, he gets on the plane, he goes to America, finds the Mustang, just drives to the Mojave Desert, and then it turns into a sequence from Mad Max. I mean, it's shot as well as Mad Max was.
Yeah, it was incredible.
Yeah.
And then they have like a mini festival, which they called Burning Van Festival, and it's great.
And then they murdered celebrities.
Yeah, I didn't get that bit. That bit kind of threw me quite a lot.
I think it was supposed to.
Yeah, I couldn't couldn't quite get the point of it.
Well, I think it was just saying, look what we can do. I like the idea of Jeremy Renner from Avengers and the Bourne franchise and all that stuff. And they said he was going to, and they said, please welcome a guest, because they can't have the star in the reasonably priced car anymore, because that's Top Gear owned and the BBC owned that. But they made a good joke about that, didn't they? About the fact that you can never get away with that. It's a stupid idea. And then, please welcome our guest, but he's not coming in through a door. He's actually going to parachute in to our tent in the desert. And Jeremy Renner was in a plane, getting kitted out, and then he jumped out. And then I mean, this isn't a spoiler, is it? I mean, it is.
It's sort of a joke.
It's a last
But it's been
minutes.
In all the reviews. So right. And then, of course, they're just looking out the window, and then he just hits the ground without the parachute and dies.
And they killed three celebrities, didn't they?
Bit weird, didn't you think, Sophie, though, that two of the celebrities were Hollywood film stars?
Yes.
And the third one was...
Carol Vorderman.
Yes. I mean, what happened there?
That was... Really I liked odd, that, though. That kind of brought it back to kind of UK and everyone loves Carol. Yeah. Although she's supposed to be in the jungle at the moment, so...
That's true, yeah. But I mean, overall, then you thought, yeah, more of the same.
Definitely going to watch all of them.
I will watch all of them, too. I thought it was... Again, if you... They do write it. It's quite scripted. So the stuff when things go wrong and everything, you know that it's just scripted. And they're not... But their relationship is such that you don't mind, and you just sort of go along with it. And it's a little bit stilted at times because they were relying on a lot more sort of scripted comedy rather than just car reviewing. But it was an interesting mix between the two, I thought.
Yeah, I actually thought that when Jeremy's car went wrong, that was genuine. I thought there was one point where he actually did look genuinely scared.
Yes, when it went too fast for Jeremy Clarkson.
Yes, on the track.
This was the McLaren P1, wasn't it? I very much liked it, but I always liked Top Gear as well.
Yeah.
So I'm glad it shoved two fingers up at the BBC, which it has, and then some. It's fair to say the and the off colour joke about gypsies was superb.
Yes.
Yeah. At the beginning, because you know, if he'd have tried to do it at the BBC, there would have been meetings, and he'd been in a meeting. Oh, you can't say that, make me a gypsy. And he just thought, you know what, I can, and I just will. Yeah. So I very much liked it.
It's very good, yes.
So, all right, well, Grand Tour, I mean, it's played to excellent reviews all round, with more or less. What is interesting as well is all the papers that slag off Jeremy Clarkson, generally speaking, for being oafish, have come down going, this is actually the best television
ever.
Yeah,
they have.
So it's, come on, you know, make your minds up. Anyway, where are we going next?
Next, Prison, My Parents and Me. And
sorry, is this about your life or is this a programme?
No, that's actually a BBC documentary.
Okay.
And this time next year.
All right, we'll be doing that in televisual form on the radio with Sophie. Work experience, punditry, we road test the next generation of critics, broadcasters and pundits. All of it on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio, digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Mercedes-Benz vans. 0% APR, 100% behind businesses like Morris Vermaport Lifts.
The 24-hour service is very beneficial to our business, of course, because we are a 24-hour business ourselves.
Get 0% APR representative on new Sprinter, Vito and Citan vans with a £250 finance contribution.
The whole package was very competitive. The van itself was probably the most competitive out there.
We keep businesses moving. Find your nearest dealer at mbvans.co.uk. Business users only, higher purchase only, maximum term 36 months, minimum deposit 20% plus VAT of the vehicle. Credit approvals by 31st of December 2016. Mercedes-Benz Finance.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Right now the world wants the UK's goods and services. Our reputation for quality and innovation means there are buyers around the world wanting to work with your business. The demand is out there. You should be too. Search Exporting is Great.
Amigo Loans won't use your credit score. They can help you with a loan much faster than before. If the bank says no, go online and grab your guarantor. Simple loans from Amigo, that's what friends are for. To borrow up to £7,500 within 24 hours, visit amigoloans.co.uk today. You must be 18 or over, not bankrupt, and be able to afford repayments. Guarantor required who must pay if you can't. Representative 49.9% APR variable. Amigoloans.co.uk.
Sky Bet. We're making betting less missed chances and more tap-ins. With My Bets, the new and spectacularly simple way to track your bets. Get easy access to match stats, cash out, and your bets all in one place. With Sky Bet, you won't need to go anywhere else to make the right call on the big games. So download the UK's top-rated iOS sports betting app and find everything you need right at your fingertips. Sky Bet. That's betting better. 18 plus. Gambleaware.co.uk. Data from App Store according to App Annie. Correct as of 4th of October 2016 when the fun stops. Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
Severe delays for Hampshire's eastbound M27. The motorway is closed between junctions 11 and 12 near Fareham after a lorry overturned. Flooding on the M6 north near Birmingham is causing delays as you head towards junction 8 for the M5. And there's a big queue on the northbound M5 because of problems getting off it onto the M6 north. On that link road, a lane's out because of a lorry fire. An accident on West Yorkshire's westbound M62 is causing delays as you approach junction 22 for Rishworth Moor. And through Narberth in Pembrokeshire, both sides of the A478 are blocked by an accident near to the A40. I'm Jarena Adams.
It's time for the Ford Black Friday upgrade event. Save up to £4,250 on a new Ford when you upgrade your old car. It's on Friday, Saturday and Sunday. Oh, and even Monday. The Ford Black Friday upgrade event between the 25th and 28th of November. A Black Friday so amazing, it lasts until Monday. Go to ford.co.uk to find out more. Ford. Go further.
Available to retail customers only who own a vehicle 4 years or older. Saving advertised to the recommended retail price, including VAT. Contract from the 25th to the 28th of November and register from the 25th of November to the 31st of December 2016. Savings from £1,150 to £4,250 dependent on model. Certain models excluded at participating Ford dealers only.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
In the greatest comeback since Bobby Ewing showed up in Pam Shower.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The mighty James Whale is back.
You know the one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Unfiltered comment, scorched earth debate, and an ill-advised leather Stetson.
You making some kind of joke?
You look ridiculous. Take it off.
Get in the ring with the legendary James Whale.
Are you ready, man?
The dome-headed sage of speech radio returns to the airwaves for 3 hours of essential national night talk.
Cometh the hour, cometh the whale.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
The man's an idiot. I mean, what's the point of having one filming a... Luke, learn how to film stuff. He's talking about his sex, Luke, in the office. He works in the web department. And we're just saying how shocking his video is. On Friday afternoon, we had to do an emergency house band performance. Didn't we, Cass? And the reason for that, right, became apparent when it was excellent. But...
It's very good.
Luke, sex Luke, works downstairs, does all the videos, right, had to film it, right? Now, if you're a cameraman, right, standing quite near the microphone of your camera, right, two things, right? One is, don't join in the song when you're not in the band. Because you'll be the loudest.
I hate it when you're watching Glastonbury on BBC.
Yeah, the cameraman all going...
Chris Martin's there, but you can't hear him over the camera.
Nobody said it was easy.
Dave, shut up!
I love this one, Chris, Steve.
Dave, I love this one.
Point the camera at the drummer for a bit.
And also, into the cameraman, why are you leaning round in front of the lens, putting a thumb up? And also, why during a James May interview between three people, you're just pointing the camera at James May, who basically sits there looking quite awkward.
Baffled.
Edit between them! Anyway, that's Luke. Right, so, let's do some more work experience punditry, shall we? Yes, I think so. I'll get one in to film the stuff next time.
I can do that.
Yeah, there you go. Sophie, you're hired. There you go. Right, Sophie is with us doing work experience punditry today. We are talking film. No, we don't. We're talking television. Yes. No, my mistake. I don't know why I said film. That's a Friday, Sophie.
Oh, I'm a Monday person.
Yeah, that's right. So, the grand tour we have discussed on Amazon Prime, of course. And we are going now to prison, are we?
Yes. Prison, My Parents and Me.
Prison, My Parents and Me.
Yeah, right. BBC documentary for children in need, showing what prison, prisoners' children... kind of how they live and how difficult it is for them.
So the children of Prisoners.
Sorry, yes. Prisoners' Children.
Yes.
And basically it's kind of through the children's eyes, and it's kind of they interview the children from as young as six, sort of 6, 8, 11 and 15-year-olds.
Okay.
It's really interesting, actually, to just kind of see how actually it's pretty tough to have a parent in prison and go and visit and not really understanding what's going on.
Yeah, the age of sort of 6, that's quite difficult.
Yeah, yeah. So there was one girl who was about 6 years old, and was her dad was on trial, so it was they didn't know how long he was going to be in prison for until the sort of sentence was given.
Yeah.
He was actually in sort of a special sort of family unit, so they were able to come in for a bit longer than an hour, and he could actually play with his children, which was quite nice.
Yeah.
It was a bit of a rehabilitation kind of thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, really interesting documentary, actually.
Okay, have we got a clip?
Yes, we have.
So this is Prison, My Parents and Me.
And what about you, Kyra? How did you feel when your mum told you your dad was going away?
I was angry and sad.
Why were you angry?
Because he'd already been in and he promised that he'd never go in again, and that was a really big promise to me, but he broke it.
Yeah, and that can feel the same for anybody who's had a promise broken to them. That's a rubbish feeling, isn't it? They're a group of children that nobody knows very much about. And even though they haven't done anything wrong, they feel ashamed. So when they meet other children who are in the same position, they realise they're not the only kid in their school, they're not the only kid in their neighbourhood that's going through this. And that in its own right is enormously therapeutic.
Oh, that's heartbreaking, isn't it? Listen to that little girl there.
It's quite hard-hitting.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of sort of statistics thrown in. So 200,000 children have a parent in prison in the UK.
That's a lot.
A lot, yeah.
Yeah. And so what, I mean, in terms of the people they spoke to, were they sort of serious crimes or...?
No, it doesn't really say.
Okay.
It's kind of...
Which I suppose isn't the point of the exercise.
Yeah, but no, from kind of gauging, it's not huge. It's sort of petty, well, not petty, but sort of theft and
yeah. But it was awful listening to that, because my daddy made me a promise and then broke promise kind of thing. Because obviously all these things affect kids in terrible ways. You know, I've got two kids and things do affect them.
What have you done to them?
Yeah, I've been in prison twice. It's
been
awful. But it does, they are so psychologically being formed at that age.
Yeah.
That the slightest thing can damage them later in life, and which is kind of the point. Now, if you've got, how to explain to a child...
Yeah, especially at young ages.
What even a prison is, I suppose, is quite a difficult thing, and then so you've got to go to it.
It's really interesting, and basically it's kind of trying to raise money for these sort of special... Like we heard in the clip, they have sort of group therapy sessions for the children as well, which are really good.
I mean, there are those, of course, on the other side of the coin, who would say, well, you did a crime, go to prison, tough.
Well, yeah, I mean, exactly, but it's...
Because the idea is it's a punishment, so to be taken away from your kids... That's the point of the exercise, would be one argument.
Yes.
Do they address that in the programme at all? Or?
Not particularly. It's more kind of the fact that, okay, yes, these people have to go to prison, but it's kind of how it's affecting their family rather than that individual himself.
I see.
So,
all right. What was it on BBC?
BBC One, I think it was.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's on iPlayer now.
It'll be on iPlayer.
Yes.
So watch on iPlayer. Okay, finally?
Finally is This Time Next Year, which is the new ITV programme, which is presented by Davina McCall. So it's kind of strange. So this time last year, they filmed people who were going to pledge to do something, like a man in a wheelchair wanted to walk his daughter down the aisle or lose weight, or one was become a bodybuilder. So they filmed that last year.
Yeah.
And now they've edited it as if it's sort of all happens in one go. So it's like they've come back into the studio after a year and it's like, this has happened. So it's like whether they've completed their challenge that they set themselves or not.
Right. It sounds awful.
It's quite lighthearted watching. It's not great, but it's quite interesting because you get to see the whole year transformation in about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. I mean, you can just see at the meeting, can't you? Someone's just gone, oh, well, I've got this idea for a programme. And it's what we do is we ask someone what they want to do by next year. And then we film it.
Yeah.
I'll ring Davina.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
She'll do it. She'll do anything. Yeah.
It's good. And then you get to see about 10 people in one episode. And it's really quick, so you don't have to watch them for ages.
Who did the best challenge?
Oh, that's a tricky one.
Yeah.
I'll
put you on the spot now, haven't I, Sophie?
One young lady wanted to appear on a talk-based digital station just 1 year ago.
And look at her now, regretting the whole sorry shebang.
They had to drop it because the filming was all off. Didn't make the cut.
All it was the noise of Luke.
Just going,
let it be, let it be.
Let me do the filming. I can film.
You're on. I mean, literally, you're on.
Good.
All right, so that's ITV, isn't it?
Yep, so Wednesday at 8.
That's worthless. Right, good. Thank you very much indeed, Sophie.
Thank you.
Sophie there, work experience punditry. She brought us television. And in the next bit of the programme, then, there cometh the following. The big debate at 3 o'clock, of course. Mark will have our diversity paper review. There will be drunk people canvass their opinion on the week's news. That is this week's edition of Alco Vox Pops. And I will be climbing Everest on the programme shortly. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
And here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. The Old Bailey's heard an article MP Joe Cox wrote about the EU referendum was found in the house of the man accused of murdering her in her West Yorkshire constituency. The Labour politician who'd campaigned for Remain was stabbed and shot to death just days before the referendum in June. 53-year-old Thomas Mayer denies the charge. A spokesperson for the Prime Minister is denying union accusations. She's backtracked on a pledge to have worker representatives on company boards. Tim Roach from the GMB union says it's hugely disappointing.
What we're now witnessing is her watering down the warm words, apparently following pressure from big business. I think that's not surprising, but, you know, we've heard we're in it for the many, not the few, and yet the first test of that, not a month after the Tory party conference, she's failed that test and so has her government.
Theresa May made a speech to business leaders where she also suggested there could be big cuts to corporation tax. France says police have foiled a militant plot and seven people have been arrested. They were held in Marseille and Strasbourg. No further details have been given. Three men have denied charges linked to a tipper truck crash that killed four people in Somerset. A four-year-old girl was among those who died after being hit in a bath in February last year. The trial of the vehicle's driver and two other men is due to start at Bristol Crown Court tomorrow afternoon. And after originally deciding to go back to her teaching job, the winner of this year's Great British Bake Off is now putting that career on hold. Candice Brown says she wants to pursue other opportunities. The weather very unsettled across the south, with further flooding possible for the southwest following Storm Angus. Rain affecting much of the Midlands too, but drier further north with some sunshine. Highs of 12 degrees. It's more in half an hour.
Victoria, thank you very much indeed.
That's okay.
It's not more in half an hour, is it?
There is, but there's more now.
I know, and that's because we bring you bonus news today. The reason for this, let me explain the reason in case you're just joining us. The reason for this is Victoria's news used to be longer than it is now. Basically, it's like a sort of current affairs-based Toblerone. And it's it costs the same, though. She's still on the same money, but it's smaller news. It's a minute fewer than it used to be. So, bonus news is at 2:30 to make the time up. We cover everything in bonus news: animal news, vegetable news, and mineral news, because that is everything. Today, mineral news. Mineral news.
A Christmas tree has been made from solid gold. It's gone on display at a shopping centre in Tokyo and can be yours if you have a spare £1.45 million. It's made from 3 stone of gold and is 6 foot 6 inches tall. Children have reported...
Sorry, it's how much?
Six. What, the cost?
Yeah.
Just under £1.5 million.
Okay, fine.
Children have reportedly been left terrified after a ghost was filmed pumping iron in a public park in Mexico.
What?
In a video... In the video posted online, you can see gym equipment moving on its own accord, prompting speculation it's something spooky. So far, no explanation has been given over what caused it. So,
PR stunt? That's my guess.
For what? Using the free gym?
Oh.
There's 25 seconds of it just moving up and down as if someone was...
Have you seen it?
Yeah, I watched it.
All right. Can you mime it?
Yeah.
25 seconds, you said.
What just happened? Yeah.
You want me to mime the whole 25 seconds?
I just walked back in. What? I missed this. What's
your
mime?
Just try and guess.
Are you timing this?
It's like charades, yeah.
She's miming. Are you doing a shoulder press?
Yes!
Is it?
Yeah.
With what?
A ghost.
I'm a ghost.
So you're a ghost?
Yeah.
And you're shoulder pressing. That's 12 seconds, by the way. It's 12 seconds.
No, it's more than that.
12.
Stop saying 12.
13.
Time passes faster than what you're saying.
14.
I'm stopping now because this is stupid.
So you're bench pressing a ghost?
No, the I'm the ghost bench pressing, because that's allegedly what happened in Mexico. Or, in links to Mineral News, pumping iron.
Don't mention links today, but it's what you used to lure students in.
Oh, dear. And finally, the engagement ring worn by Kristen Stewart's character in the Twilight films has sold for more than £13,000 at auction. The ring, which is made from 14 karat gold and with 69 cubic zirconia diamonds, which aren't even real diamonds, went for more than double the estimate.
Listen to that anger there.
That was.
Aren't they? What's wrong with them?
They're just, you know, the cheap ones to make it look
like dress
prop,
diamonds,
isn't it? Yeah. So if you can't afford 69 real diamonds, just get cubic zirconia.
Right, so we've had, so that's good, diamonds,
yeah,
gold.
But that had diamond and gold, that last
yeah,
one.
Yeah, and
fake
iron.
Diamonds and gold.
All in one bulletin. Yeah. I think you're getting the, Mineral News is coming on leaps and bounds, isn't it? You used to struggle with Mineral News.
Well, that's because there was I only looked for boring things.
Well, what are you searching for now?
Well, I've having to put more effort into it, clearly.
Well, that's about 3 weeks, I suppose, that's something. That's not bad, is it? Not bad.
Did you say 3 weeks? We've been doing this for so much longer than 3 weeks.
What, Animal, Vegetable, Mineral News?
Yeah. I think it's been more like 6 weeks.
All right, 6 weeks. Well,
maybe
time
even 2 months.
So much when you're having fun, John.
Yeah, that's what it is.
For you, maybe.
Yeah. So, Victoria, we'll be back with the news at 3 o'clock?
Yeah.
That's right. And tomorrow, Animal News.
Yes.
It's your favourite, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
By the way, because you kept usurping my Animal News, I had loads of good animal stories which I haven't even used, and now they're not even news because they're old.
Doesn't matter. No,
there was a really cute penguin.
Great. thanks, Victoria.
It was kind of albino.
Half of it was.
Half. Kind of albino.
I think there was a proper term which wasn't albino, but basically it meant that it wasn't the usual colour.
All the hard-hitting stories. So, that's Victoria there with the bonus news, which, I'm increasingly thinking wasn't such a good idea. But anyway, that's fine. Next, there will be a diversity pay-per-view on the way. The big debate at 3 o'clock. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Did your husband accidentally transfer the contents of your joint account to a Nigerian prince called Trust Me Good Man? Perhaps you bought diet pills on the internet that made you frightened to cough. Or maybe your exotic mail-order bride turned out to be a Ukrainian pig farmer called Igor.
When the con is on, you need a man who's on it. Listen to the Radio Hustle with scam-busting supremo Alexis Conran and get the inside track on all the latest swindles, schemes, tricks and traps the fraudsters are using to get their hands on your cash.
Get tipped off, not ripped off. The Radio Hustle with Alexis Conran, enemy of the con man.
Saturday afternoon from 1 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. I am John Holmes and welcome. It is Talk Radio in the afternoon. That much is probably clear. Now, you know the news that there is? Let me give you some examples of today's front pages, just to keep us all up to speed. Right, this is the Daily Mirror.
Oh yeah, that's good.
This is the Express.
Oh look. Okay, yeah, you can get it.
Front pages. That's the front of the Sun newspaper.
Oh, very good newspaper that.
Yeah. Yes, it is. That's the Mail there.
Not so good.
The Times, that's good.
Very good, yeah.
Strong Times stories there. That one is the I.
Okay.
Wishy-washy.
Indifferent.
Financial Times there.
Never really read the Financial Times.
Hmm?
Never really read the Financial Times.
No one has.
No.
So, but as you can see from all of those front pages today,
that's the Guardian.
The Guardian. That's worthless. I couldn't reach it. Do you know why? Because it's on its high horse.
There it is.
It's on its high horse.
Wow, yeah. Sati. When did he start in Sapphire?
Slam the Guardian down.
Could have been just on a normal horse and you couldn't reach it.
It's on its child's toy horse.
On a Shetland horse. You can't reach it still.
On a little pig.
Rocking horse.
It's on a cat. Can't reach it.
Just a ledge.
Just on the floor.
The news is quite complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
No, well, that's where we can help you, Cornelius, because What we do on this programme in the afternoons is we analyse the big stories through the traditional medium of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Storm Angus batters. The South says the papers, but really, it just rained.
The news in haiku.
You didn't have to hit me, John.
What?
Hit me during that. Surprised you could reach.
Shut your face. Right, so this is the radio. And do you know what happens on the radio sometimes?
Yes.
Good. It's this. It's we go out onto the streets in the night time, at the weekend, though, and we talk to drunk people. We talk to drunk people.
Yeah.
Good. About the previous week's news at the weekend, people falling out of pubs and clubs and bars. We'll be doing it. What? Okay. Alcovox Pops, we call it, and it's coming up next. It's not the diversity pay-per-view, because Mark, who was doing it, has got to go through a pre-record.
So, yeah, so the running order that is printed in front of only us, then, just ignore that.
I'm ignoring that now.
So if you listen
drunk
at home...
Drunk people! Canvas for their opinion on the week's news. Alcovox Pops coming after traffic and travel.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk radio. Give it some lip.
Get your weekday afternoons underway with Drive on Talk Radio with Uber. Buckle up this afternoon from 4 as Sam Delaney delivers a dependable daily dose of discussion and debate, along with a boot full of banter. For the latest news, showbiz gossip and controversial comment, it's the nation's favourite destination, Drive, with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio with Uber. Driving with Uber can help you fund whatever you want to achieve. Go to drivewithuber.co.uk.
Sky Bet. We're making betting less missed chances and more tap-ins. With My Bets, the new and spectacularly simple way to track your bets. Get easy access to match stats, cash out and your bets all in one place. With Sky Bet, you won't need to go anywhere else to make the right call on the big games. So download the UK's top-rated iOS sports betting app and find everything you need right at your fingertips. Sky Bet. That's betting better. 18 plus. Gambleaware.co.uk. Data from App Store according to App Annie. Correct as of 4th of October 2016 when the fun stops.
Please get ready to text a gift to help a child who is deafblind like Elliot this Christmas. Christmas is a magical time for children. But imagine if you're Elliot. Imagine not seeing the Christmas tree or hearing a carol. But today, your text could help light up Christmas for a child who is deafblind like Elliot. Just text TOY to 82727 to give £3 to Sense, a leading national charity. Your text could buy a sensory toy that introduces a child to wonderful new sensations. So text TOY to 82727 and make a child who is deafblind like Elliot smile this Christmas. That's TOY to 82727. Text costs £3 plus your standard network rate. Sense will receive 100% of your donation. Thank you.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Right now, the world demands quality goods and services that UK businesses can supply. From technology to the USA, education to Hong Kong, or offshore wind equipment to France. For help and support meeting this global opportunity, search Exporting is Great.
At Wickes, our 50% off selected tiles and flooring sale just got even better. There's now an extra 15% off until Tuesday. Wickes, let's do it right.
The big games keep coming on BT Sport, and the UEFA Champions League is as big as they get. On Tuesday, Spurs and Leicester are in action. Then on Wednesday, Arsenal take on the mighty PSG and Borussia Mönchengladbach play Man City. On Thursday, Man United face Feyenoord in the UEFA Europa League. Then on Saturday, it's another huge London derby. Chelsea Spurs, 5:30 kickoff. Four competitions, one venue. BT Sport. BT Sport customers can watch 42 Premier League matches, all of the UEFA Champions League games, plus up to 24 Emirates FA Cup matches.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Severe delays for Hampshire's eastbound M27. The motorway's closed between junctions 11 and 12 near Fareham after a lorry overturned. Flooding on the M6 north near Birmingham's causing delays as you head towards junction 8 for the M5. And there's a big queue on the northbound M5 because of problems getting off it onto the M6 north on that link road. A lane's out because of a lorry fire. An accident on West Yorkshire's westbound M62 is causing delays as you approach junction 22 for Rishworth Moor. And through Narberth in Pembrokeshire, both sides of the A478 are blocked by an accident near to the A40. I'm Jarena Adams.
It's time for the Ford Black Friday upgrade event. Save up to £4,250 on a new Ford when you upgrade your old car. It's on Friday, Saturday and Sunday. Oh, and even Monday. The Ford Black Friday upgrade event between the 25th and 28th of November. A Black Friday so amazing, it lasts until Monday. Go to ford.co.uk to find out more. Ford. Go further.
Available to retail customers only who own a vehicle 4 years or older. Saving advertised to the recommended retail price, including VAT. Contract from the 25th to the 28th of November and register from the 25th of November to the 31st of December 2016. Savings from £1,150 to £4,250 dependent on model. Certain models excluded at participating Ford dealers only.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Late night, Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
Differently interesting nocturnal emissions from a legend of late night radio.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night. We're going to have singers. We're going to have dancers. We're going to have naked pets. Just listen and see what happens.
Late night conversation worth losing sleep over.
Late night Ian Lee.
On air and off the leash.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Quarter to a time, you're listening to Talk Radio on a Monday afternoon. This afternoon, you may have been aware that Green Day, we mentioned this earlier, of course, Green Day, over the weekend, were just one of a group of people on the stage to openly criticise Donald Trump. They did it by changing lyrics in one of their songs. Now, the cast of a Broadway musical also read out a letter, you've probably heard about this, to Donald Trump, it was to Mike Pence, who was, I think was in watching the show. And Donald Trump started having a Twitter row with the cast of a Broadway musical about it. You'd think a president-elect would have something more important to do, but apparently not. Green Day, however, just changed the lyrics to one of their songs. So we are looking for your examples of political lyrics. Take a lyric and make it more political. That's on the text this afternoon, 8722.
Starting message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any lyric you want.
Welcome to the jungle. We've got refugees. See, that's the kind of thing, because it's the like the Calais.
Yeah.
Migrant one. So. Okay. Every breath you kip, we've had as well. Every step you kip, every move you kip, we'll be hating EU. Cornelius, you've got one there.
Yeah, this is from Bunce on Burner on Twitter, who says he's done a Talking Heads Brexit remix. He goes, "Psycho killers are all foreigners. Turn them away."
Brexit remix there of Psycho Killer. My Talking Heads. Dave, you've got one there, I think. It's kind of
yeah, this is from Sandy.
Is it?
Are we singing them? Is that how we do it?
If you, well, that's up to you.
All right. There's a lot of singing.
It's hard not to sing them.
Yeah, I know. This one. Marine Le Pen. Please, how's the tune going?
Apparently it's hard to sing them as well.
I'm begging you, please don't take my France. It's good, though, isn't it? Thanks, Sandy.
Yes. Good.
This is one from Michael.
You're regretting this text, John.
Powerhouse in the middle of the north.
That's very good.
Yeah. That's very good.
Very well good. Done. All right, keep it coming in. Politicise a lyric. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Any word you like. Mount Everest. So here's the thing I did on Friday evening. I don't know what did you do on Friday evening, Dave? Just out of interest.
Friday evening.
Yeah, Friday evening. What are you doing Friday?
Well, without you, we went to the pub en masse after the show, me and Cornelius.
That's not en masse, that's two people.
And Rudd.
Three people.
And a guy called Dave.
Doesn't really matter.
Virgin downstairs.
That's not important.
A few of us went to the pub, is what I'm saying, and you weren't there.
No, that's right.
And then Cornelius and I went to a birthday party, didn't we, Cornelius?
Mm-hmm.
In a food street feast thing.
Great.
You asked, mate.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. And there's no point in me asking him because he did the same thing.
Oh, well, John, I went to the pub after the show with Dave and Rudd and David, who works at Virgin Radio. And then later on, don't interrupt. Okay. Later on, I went to a birthday party with Dave at a sort of street food festival thing. Thanks for asking.
That's all right.
It's nice.
Good. Well, I climbed Mount Everest.
Who asked?
So,
I mean, yeah, did he ask?
No, I didn't.
I climbed Mount Everest on Friday night.
But you were here till 4 o'clock.
Yes. And then off I went.
Where is it again? Is my geography all the whack?
Mount Everest, the mountain that's on...
the Himalayas, isn't it?
In the Himalayas.
Yeah.
In the... Oh, error.
Error.
Error. Error.
Everest.
I think you'll find it's in the Himalaya. Ugh.
It's not QI, mate. It's in the you're siren away.
It's in the Himalaya. Mount Everest, of course.
Is that true? I didn't know that.
Yeah. And so what there is now, right, is a virtual reality method of climbing Mount Everest. And it's accurate. It's photorealistic and accurate. And what they can do, and I went to try it out at the Royal Geographical Society, they just want to come along, and it's, you know, full-on VR headset, headphones, and all the rest of it. And you literally stand in a room, and there are two infrared sensors on sticks that map your position in the room.
Right.
And then within your headset, it puts you on Mount Everest. And it's mind-blowingly good. I mean, it's incredible. And you can get to it, so you can start a base camp if you want, and actually virtually climb Mount Everest.
The whole thing?
If you want to, yes.
What, like it takes you weeks?
Yes. You could do it in real time. It's like a game. But you're actually climbing Mount Everest. And you're holding two hand controllers, but as you look down with your headset, they're two climbing. They're gloves. They're like Arctic, you know, climbing gloves. And you have to go up, and you have to literally properly clip on the carabiners and the ropes, and they're all in place. And it's all mapped exactly as Everest, all taken from photographs and footage and drone footage of Everest. So the whole thing's photorealistic, and they just put you there. And you have to go across the ice ravines, crawling on ladders. Really, of course, you're crawling along your carpet. But it looks to all the... And I tell you what, it's scary as hell.
Is it?
Yeah, it's proper good. And I was thinking, this is incredible. And I went to the peak of Mount Everest and sat down. And obviously, and the Milky Way above you at night. And you watch the sunrise and sunset. And you traverse the bit where the death zone.
How long were we there for?
I did it in an hour. Because what you can do is you just, you know, you do the Kumbu Icefall, and then you can go to...
Skip the boring bit.
Then you get Hillary's Step, you can go and then climb that.
Skip the boring bit,
Skip the next boring bit where you might die, and then go to the next bit. It's absolutely mind-blowing.
So hang on, when you're walking, how big is the room you're in?
Well, that's the thing. It wasn't that big a room, and I was talking to the guys that put this together.
You just keep walking into walls?
Well, at one point, one man had to steer me away from a wall as I crashed into it. Yeah, that's... But you don't, because the landscape kind of moves with you. You don't have to go very far, if you see what I mean. So the landscape moves around and within you as you're in this.
But don't you feel like you're walking? Or are you like walking on the
spot? I was walking because I didn't understand. But I don't think you actually have to. But what was it? At one point, night time came and we made camp. Because you're with digital colleagues, climbers. And there's a tent. And I just reached forward and unzipped the tent. In thin air, it unzipped. And then I crawled into the tent. And as far as I was concerned, I was in a tent. So I just lay down. And then there's a photograph of me just lying on the floor of a dusty room. But it's
amazing.
It is insane. It's absolutely incredible. And these, basically, there's this thing called photo... Let me get this right because I wrote it down. Photogrammetry, right? So it's this technique whereby you take multiple pictures of a landscape and then 3D model where you are.
Right.
Okay, and they build up this. So you could technically do it. It's like touring. You could do it. I was talking to the guy and he said, yeah, you could do it if you went and did it. You could just tour the Titanic if you photographed it well enough. And just to build this 3D model, and be like you're actually there. It's like being there.
That's mad.
And they obviously, with the headset, the wind and everything, and it's snowing and everything else, it's apart from the being cold bit and the altitude sickness, it's pretty darn realistic.
Do you feel cold?
Yes, because you inevitably you, like because your brain really you forget you're not on there. I mean, it's stunningly good.
Do they reduce the oxygen in the room?
That would be the next step, you know, which you could suggest.
Altitude, you know. Altitude rooms, they do have those.
So you could technically do that, and you could chill the room down, of course, if you wanted to.
It'd be a bit annoying if you're like working in that room though, just as like the person guiding you from walls.
Yeah,
so the oxygen's going down again. Everyone take a deep breath.
And it's freezing.
It's
called Everest VR, basically, and at the moment it's on this thing called Steam. So you get these, and it's going on to Oculus Rift. You know that that one. And but I said, so how much would this cost if I wanted to do this? Because literally, I said I could sit here all day on Everest. I could take a picnic.
Oh yeah.
You know, and he said people do. People just sit there and watch the... Because you can change the view and you can change perspective with the controllers. So you can zoom up above the mountain, see all the routes that have ever been used in colour form, climb area, and then project yourself onto those routes.
So you just pick a place and just go, I'm starting there.
Yeah, and then you land, and then you can change your scale. No jokes. As to how big you want to be within the landscape as well. So you'd be normal human size and do it. Or you can look down on it by going 300 times size. And so.
What, like taking a step onto the top?
It's absolutely incredible.
That's mad.
Yeah.
How much does it cost?
Well, here's the thing. So the kit, this on the Steam VR kit, costs about £800. But it's coming onto Oculus Rift, and it's coming to PlayStation VR.
Right.
PlayStation 4, you know. So that costs about £800 to get the kit, right? The experience itself, £20 download.
£20?
£20.
And £800, right, whilst a lot of money, obviously. Yeah.
But if you've got a PS4 and you buy the VR stuff...
I thought you were going to say, like, thousands of... Like, that seems, like, so futuristic. That's mad.
It's done by these guys... I don't know who made it. One of the guys I was talking to worked on the film Everest, you know, the recent one.
Yeah.
And they were working on that, using some of the same footage for this thing. So it's like you're there. But the good news is you can't fall off. Because I said, so, you know, how realistic is it? I mean, if I did slip... Because at one point, you're walking on this knife edge ridge to get to the... You know, which is
I'm scared of heights, is it? Like...
Yeah. You don't want to be doing that.
All right.
And I was, like, I clamped onto the virtual rope, which, of course, isn't there, but it is there in your head because you're looking at it. And then you're just inching along and it's falling away beneath you as you're doing it, and it's terribly scary.
And you can't fall off, though?
No, you can't do it.
What happens if you jump off, though?
You can't. You just jump and not, and then have to get back to the bit you're on, because they said it'd be too freaky to do that. I mean, in the future, you could do it. And also, where all the dead bodies are on Everest, they haven't mapped those in. They've digitally taken them out, because that would be pretty grim.
Yeah.
Because
there's
like 200 dead bodies on
Everest. Yeah, there's loads.
But honestly, it made me want to properly climb Everest. I've been to the Himalaya before, and I've not made it as far as base camp, but I have been quite high, and that was amazing. And it just made me want to go and do Mount Everest. Anyway, Google it.
I will.
Just saying.
It's a cool
theme. This is proper Black Mirror stuff, isn't it?
It is. I was blown away. I don't mind. I thought it'll be fine. It'll be just all right. This will be like computery. No. Very good. Everest VR, it's called. So RVX Studio put it together. They're based in Reykjavik. They worked on the Everest movie. There you go.
And it's coming to PlayStation and...
It's coming to PlayStation and Oculus Rift, and it's on Steam.
I might get one of those.
I am bloody tempted. He said all you need, really, to do it is the space. Like a big... Because then you can mount these tiny little infrared map boxes to the walls, and they just then obviously just scan you constantly to work out where you are in the inside of the... On the mountain.
Cool.
It really is
good. The future's cool, isn't it? Yeah. And we're living in it.
And I was sitting there, I kept wanting to take photographs. Like, I can't. It's just in my head. It's in my face. I can't do this. So it's absolutely...
They've already taken the photographs for you, mate.
It's just screenshots what you're looking for.
I've got a picture of me lying on the floor looking like an idiot.
Oh, I'll enjoy that.
So I'll send you that. We could tweet that.
All right.
We'll see that from the
camera. I'm more interested in that.
Yeah, I thought you might be. Yeah. You can lie on the floor for much cheaper, actually.
Oh, yeah.
It's really good, that. Yeah.
Funny, this lie on the floor.
Yeah, lie on the floor. Tell us what it's like.
Wow, it's just like being on the floor.
Yeah, that's virtual reality right there, my friend. Anyway, we've yakked on enough, and I think that covered the space where Mark was going to go, because he was late. I think we nailed that.
Wow,
no one even know that Mark didn't turn up for the diversity paper review.
No one checked the running orders that Cass printed out for you, and she sends them out to every listener.
It's absolutely fine.
Don't check them, they've changed.
Yeah. After 3 o'clock, there will be the big debate. Mark might well come in if he's finished doing what he's doing for today's diversity paper review, and those drunk people canvass for their opinions on the week's news in Alco Vox Pops. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
eBay has huge savings on top tech brands for this Black Friday.
Right, so the plan is to start queuing at the electrical store at the crack of dawn.
HD TVs and games consoles? Click.
Then I'll run across the high street to the phone shop.
Smartphones and tablets? Click.
Then jump the barrier by the alleyway to get to the camera shop.
First aid kits. Click. Grab a bargain on lots of the latest tech products and more. Just click this Black Friday on eBay. The ultimate beat the crowds on Black Friday shop.
Looking forward to a pre-dawn tug of war over a giant flat-screen TV this Black Friday? No? Try the Nissan Black Tag event at our dealerships instead. From the 24th to the 30th of November only, there are huge extra deposit contributions on selected Nissan models. £3,250 on X-Trail, £2,500 on Qashqai, and up to £2,600 on Juke. All at 4.99% APR representative. Search Nissan Black Tag event. Ends 30th of November, but in a calm and orderly manner. Nissan. Innovation that excites. Excludes Vizier, Nissan Finance, subject to status over 18s. T's and C's at nissan.co.uk.
Sky Bet. We're making betting less missed chances and more tap-ins. With My Bets, the new and spectacularly simple way to track your bets. Get easy access to match stats, cash out and your bets all in one place. With Sky Bet, you won't need to go anywhere else to make the right call on the big games. So download the UK's top-rated iOS sports betting app and find everything you need right at your fingertips. Sky Bet. That's betting better.
18 plus. Gambleaware.co.uk. Data from App Store according to App Annie. Correct as of 4th of October 2016 when the fun stops.
Repeat after me. I, Colin Hinchcliffe, do solemnly swear.
I, Colin Hinchcliffe, do solemnly swear.
To apply for the marriage allowance tax break.
To apply for the marriage allowance tax break.
And save up to £220.
If you're married or in a civil partnership and one of you earns less than £11,000 and your partner earns less than £43,000, you could receive up to £220. If you were eligible last year and didn't claim, you could get up to £432. Apply now at gov.uk/marriage allowance.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
At 3 o'clock. Good afternoon. Welcome. It is Talk Radio in the afternoons. Here is Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, the latest from the Joe Cox murder trial. Trump could visit next year. And Strictly Star is attacked.
Talk Radio.
The Old Bailey has been told the man accused of murdering the MP, Joe Cox, used public libraries to read up on the Ku Klux Klan and mass shootings in the months before he killed her. The mother of two was shot and stabbed to death in her West Yorkshire constituency a week before June's EU referendum. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble's been in court.
The jury was told 53-year-old Thomas Mayer accessed a neo-Nazi news site and searched for people who'd been killed for their civil rights work when he used computers at Birstall and Batley libraries. He also watched a YouTube video, which was played to the court, of two men firing a sawn-off shotgun in a field. On the same day, he viewed Joe Cox's profile on Wikipedia and did a Google image search for her. He denies the charges.
Theresa May is being accused of making a U-turn on promises to put workers on company boards following her first big speech to a business group. The Prime Minister said the move wouldn't be forced on firms. Unions say the proposals have been watered down. Number 10 says Donald Trump is being lined up for a state visit to the UK and could even stay at Windsor Castle or Buckingham Palace. The trip is being considered for when the new president's been inaugurated in January. Royal commentator Richard Fitzwilliam has told Talk Radio he'll love the publicity.
Trump is a tremendous figure, somewhat unorthodox, let us point out, when it comes to show, and there'll be nothing more highly publicised in the world. His visit to highest profile royal family in the world, the longest reigning monarch is, of course, our Queen.
Heavy rain from Storm Angus has submerged cars in southwest England. A number of warnings are in place across parts of the country. And police have contacted the BBC to try to establish the details of an attack on Strictly Come Dancing star Gorka Marquez. The professional dancer was reportedly had two teeth smashed out in Blackpool just hours after Saturday's live show.
Talk Radio national weather.
Very unsettled across the south, with further flooding possible for the southwest. Rain affecting much of the Midlands as well, but drier further north with some sunny spells. Highs of 12 degrees.
Hi, Victoria. What?
I don't want to talk to you.
What? Why? What have I done?
What have you done, mate?
Why not? What's
the matter? I just felt like you might mock me.
No.
What? It happens a lot.
That's not our sort of show, this is.
That's exactly what kind of show this is.
What reason is there to mock you?
Because I may have had some difficulty speaking and saying certain words.
Do you want to try it again?
No. I'm going now, bye.
Thanks, Victoria. Bye. Love you. Ku Klux Klan. It's quite easy. Right, so that was Victoria with the live news. And now here is Pete Abbott, with the pre-recorded sport. Today's pre-recorded sport is coming live from a laundrette where one of the washing machines is full of tools.
I'm Pete Abbott. Gareth Southgate is meeting the FA today for an interview for the permanent England manager's job. He went unbeaten in his four matches in charge of the national team on an interim basis. It's understood Southgate will only consider taking the role if he's offered a contract until the end of Euro 2020. Burnley look to make it four Premier League games unbeaten as they go to West Brom tonight. Meanwhile, Hearts have a chance to move to within a point of the SPL's top three this evening. Robbie Nielsen's side travel to Hamilton, who are trying to get out of the relegation playoff spot. England's cricketers have gone down to a heavy defeat in the second test against India. They were bowled out for 158 on the final day to 246 runs. And Andy Murray's former coach Mark Petchy believes his rise to the top of the world rankings is great news for tennis. Wimbledon Olympic champion will end the year as number one after beating Novak Djokovic yesterday to take the ATP World Tour finals title. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
There you go, Pat Abbott there with the sport live, pre-recorded sport live from a laundrette where someone's filled one of the washing machines with tools. Good. You're listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio.
Yeah, I just said that.
We'll get you talking.
Just told you that.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
Where do we begin?
John Holmes. Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Thank you. Radio. All right, then, in the next hour of this very programme, the Diversity Paper Review. Mark should be with us to go through the papers. He's one of our Diversity Paper Reviewers. He is a brown one. Makes us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. Also, now, from 4 o'clock today, I will be sitting in presenting Drive Time all week on Virgin Radio, our sister station. So we'll talk to Kate Lawler, who's down there at the moment, doing her show. And then we'll do something, I believe, in radio circles that is known as a handover. Anyway, I sort of look forward to that. She said earlier she had a game for me to play, so... good. More news as well, if we get any, of the Donald Trump is going to be coming to Britain to visit the Queen. This presumably is why she's having all of the building work done. I don't know. You know, Donald Trump would... grope the Queen, didn't he? Do you think he would? I mean, he likes a... you know. What did he say he liked? Grab a corgi or something, is it? What did he say? Some animal. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Just speculating. More on that news, though, if we get it, of course, this afternoon. Talk Radio. It's time for the big debate. So the Prime Minister, Theresa May, in a speech to the CBI conference today, has laid out her plan to cut business tax, suggesting that it could drop below 15%. However, she appeared to backtrack on her promise that ordinary workers could be put in the boardrooms as a transitional Brexit deal over pro-EU CBI leadership called for an interim deal with the UK remaining in the single market. And oh my Christ, I've literally just put myself to sleep. Let's talk about Strictly instead. A dancer's teeth came out when he was smacked in the face by a warship wielded by Nicolas Sarkozy, angry at being dropped from his presidential contest in France after he assumed he got it in the back. The news... I mean, that's roughly today's news. I haven't really... I got up late. I haven't really checked the details. But anyway... But on the line, hearing me say the word bag there, having called in on this number, 03444991000, is Rod. Good afternoon, Rod.
Yeah, good afternoon, John. Good afternoon.
Yeah, afternoon, Moon. So, thank you for calling in on that number, what I said there, or approximation of it. You heard me say the word bag, and you called him. You want to see the end to bag? You want to see bags banned? Is that right?
Yeah, look, I'm so sick of hearing about bags, of seeing bags, of thinking about bags, and being forced to think about bags by other people talking about bags and me hearing about bags.
Yeah.
I don't want bags. When you look around, you see plastic bags. They go in the ocean and they kill dolphins. Dolphins try and eat them. Yeah. Eye bags under your eyes, they make you look old.
Well,
bags, which
bags? Sorry, which bags?
And they stop children from being able to play football.
Yes.
They're terrible bags. Bags are terrible. I don't understand what kind of festering nincompoop would be in favour of bags.
Well, let's find out, because he's on the other line. Hey, Xavier, hello, good afternoon.
Hello there, John.
Hello there. Hey. Apparently you're a festering nincompoop for liking the idea of bags. I mean, what do you think? What do you say to Rod?
I did hear that now. I might be a bit of a nincompoop, but I don't fester.
You don't fester.
I draw the line at festering.
Okay.
I have to say that right now before there's any more of this drivel goes on.
Right. Okay. Have you just for clarity, have you ever festered at any time?
Only in private, John.
Right. That's fine. So look, let's.
I have a special room.
Yes.
Do you festering have a room? I go to.
Do you have a special bag?
No. Oh, I do have a special bag, but that's not for festering. That's for the nuts.
Right. So, I mean, it's interesting that Rod, you mentioned eye bags, bags under the eyes there, and of course they're problematic, as we know. And Xavier, this is a point Rod's hit upon an interesting area here. This is a big problem in with pollution, is it? People who go swimming, old people with bags under their eyes, or people that are tired, go swimming, and what happens is the bags come off their faces from under their eyes, float away in the sea, and as you rightly say, Rod, dolphins eat eye bags and die. And you think that that's bad. You're saying that's bad.
It's as bad as a bag, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Well, to me, I think that's rather beautiful, isn't it? Now,
a dead dolphin is beautiful, is it, Rod? Xavier, is that what you're saying? Dead dolphin's beautiful? What?
No. The old people, their little eye bags floating away into the sunset, and the little dolphins come along. They're probably singing, you know, like a little song, you know.
Right.
Here we go. Here come the old people's eye bags. Let's have a nice meal now.
Yes.
You know, happy dolphins.
I mean,
and I see nothing wrong with
it's
that.
It's good that you've called in to a talk radio station because you fit the bill because you are insane. So let me ask you about Sweden, right? They're doing trials in Sweden. And in Sweden, as you know, there are no bags at all now. No bags. They got rid of bags. And what happened was, and this is, bear this in mind, Rod, it's all very well you saying, yeah, that's a good thing.
Mm.
Would you say that's a good thing?
I'd say that's a good thing.
Well, you're wrong, because what it did was open up the black market in Sweden, and now they've got a problem with these people always need bags. They've got to go somewhere. It's driven bags underground. So there are now these backstreet operations to enlarge scrotums with people using them to carry their shopping home, to carry their goods and purchases. This is not good. This is not good for the economy. It's not good for the healthcare in Sweden.
Well,
it's a problem, Rod.
No, John, you say that, but it is fundamentally good for the common person in Sweden, not affected by these atrocities, by these black market criminals and corruption.
Mm.
For the common man on the street who's seeing no bags. Bags have been illegal. Whenever there's a policeman around, there's no bags around, and that person knows they're safe from bags. And that's a fundamentally good thing. And I think when you listen to Xavier talk about dolphins, it just shows how utterly out of touch with the common dolphin he is, that he thinks they're singing, that he thinks they're somehow enjoying it. He's visibly disconnected from normal everyday life. He lives in a bubble.
Do you live in a bubble?
I don't touch dolphins now, not like you.
The question is, Xavier, the question is, do you live in a bubble? A bubble.
I live on a farm.
Right. Is the farm in a bubble?
Is the bubble in a farm?
No, not yet. We're having the bubble built.
Right. And what sort of...
Because I have to collect... You see, John, you've not let me put my argument forward now.
Put your argument forward now.
I have to
Hang
interject.
On. Wait a minute. Put your argument forward.
Am I going to put it forward
now? Wait a minute. Put your argument forward.
Waiting now.
No, wait. Put your argument forward.
Oh, jeez. This is a long time now for an argument.
Put your argument forward. Now.
Okay. So, now, right, in recent times, right, governments, right, it's not been good. They've been encroaching. They're encroaching on our freedoms, right? They want to take my farm, and they'll want to take my bag next, right?
Yeah.
Now, I like collecting nuts,
yep.
Right? Now, if you like collecting nuts, you'll know it's good to have something to put them in.
Yes.
Because otherwise you have to go to the nut forest,
yeah.
Right, pick up a nut,
yeah.
Go all the way home,
yeah.
And then go and get another one.
Yes.
So I have a sack, John.
Yes.
I have a sack to put them in.
Yes.
Right. Now, I know the government want to get it, that the Donald Trumpeters and the Nigel Foragers, they're coming after us. Now, I'll be jingoed if I let them get their clammy little hands
yes.
on my giant nutsack.
Right. So if I was to say to you that the bag was going to be put beyond use, right, as a rule, right, and you've got to come up with an alternative to go to your forest to get the nuts that you collect. I mean, could you employ, this is one example, could you train a squirrel to bring your nuts to where you wanted them to be?
They're not reliable.
They're not reliable, that's what you say.
They're just not reliable. I've tried and tried.
Yeah.
They get up late and then they go and off and take
squirrel,
drugs or drink among themselves and have little sing-songs and stuff. They're useless.
Yeah.
No, you need a big sack, John.
What colour?
You can't live without a nutsack. If there's one thing in this life I've learned,
yeah. Well,
you can do nothing without a nutsack.
If you live on a nut farm, then there is an argument, is there not, Rod, that Xavier could be allowed to keep the bags in order to carry his produce around.
I don't believe what I'm hearing, that somebody advocating for sacks. I know there's a debate over bags, but I thought long ago all right-minded people had agreed that sacks should be done away with. It's preposterous.
Yeah, I mean, a sack is bigger than a bag, isn't it?
No, yeah, I mean, absolutely, it's preposterous. I would like to put a paper bag over Xavier's head and send him as far away as possible. And no, I don't.
You see, that's the kind of talk I'd expect from a baggist maniac like yourself. What about magicians now? What would they do? They pull things out of bags all the time.
They pull things out of hats. They don't pull things. They pull things out of their sleeves.
No, the modern ones use bags. If you'd been following...
The Magicians Union has been incredibly...
Hang on,
don't...
Just don't talk over each other, because it's difficult to hear, of course. Could one of you just bagsy the conversation?
I bagsy the conversation.
All right.
Ironically, the Magicians Union has... been very clear that it doesn't think magicians need bags. It's happy for the ban on bags to come in as long as sleeves and pockets still remain and hats.
Yeah.
And equally, they've actually said they'd like bags to be banned because they face competition from bags.
You say that, but there's also a lot of controversy about a wizard's sleeve, isn't there? And so that might not be the answer to the point. Look, we're straying slightly off the point here. Let me ask you this. It's a very simple question. What colour should a bag be? Yes or no?
No.
Xavier?
I think a kind of yes-ish colour.
Yes. Okay, that makes sense.
Typical.
Let me just play you... I want you to listen to this. I want you to listen to this. This. Now that's Pig Bag. Papa's got a brand new Pig Bag by Pig Bag. Should we keep a pig in a bag?
Who are you asking now? Are you asking me or are you asking that maniac over there? I think I'll bags this one.
Yeah, go on.
Will I do that now?
Yes.
Okay. I think
should we keep?
I think it's grand to put a pig in a bag. Yeah. I like to do that just for fun.
Yes.
And then leave it there or put it in a balloon or something.
Yeah.
There's lots of things you can put pigs in.
What happens if piggy goes wee 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 all the way home?
Well, the bag fills up with wee, doesn't it?
Mm.
Then you've got a bit of a problem.
Horrible.
Well, at least it's not on the floor.
He's right, Xavier. You can't have a pig. If you put a pig in a bag, it's got to wee somewhere. I mean, it's all very well phoning up radio station, but you got to have your argument sort of thought out, haven't you? I mean, it's a
you know what? You played that rubbish there.
Yeah.
You know that there was that James Brown, right?
Yeah.
Now his father brought him a bag home once.
Yeah.
You know, from Tesco's or something, and he was so thrilled. He wrote a song all about that, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, his father probably brought him lots of things, you know, like roller skates and skateboards and all things, but it was the bag. The new bag, that's what he liked. And he was singing and dancing about that bag for years.
This is complete filth and nonsense. It's garbage. I wonder why Xavier's bringing up such sentimentalism, whether possibly he has some emotional baggage of his own and whether he advocates for emotional baggage. Do you like that,
yeah.
Xavier?
Oh, these debates now. I've been listening to these debates over the last... They're fractious now, you know. They've been very intense. It's like those things in America, you know, the bucking broncos.
It's not like things in America. This is like...
I know that the debate, this can run and run, and we are running out of time, I'm afraid. And I don't think you're ever going to agree with each other on whether or not, bags...
I can agree that he's a sleaze bag, flea bag, windbag, scumbag, rat bag, rag bag.
Well, now there's issues now, you know.
If you want to, that's Xavier. Look, Rod said his point of view. Xavier, you sum up the debate for me in one word.
Ball bearings.
Okay, and Rod, you've said a lot of words there, but is the one last one you'd like to say?
Plumbargos.
Thank you. If you have a point of view on whether or not we still need bags in this country, Rod there very much wants to get rid of them. Generally, Xavier does need one on his nut farm. What do you think? Do we need bags in post-Brexit Britain when we've got crossword puzzles and saliva? Get in touch, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
You're listening to Talk Radio, and that's the big debate.
Talk Radio, 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Listen. Do you hear that? That's the sound of nothing. Sounds nice, doesn't it? At Ford, we like the sweet sound of nothing, too. That's why we now have 0% APR representative across our Ford car range. Visit your nearest participating Ford dealer today. Ford. Go further.
Retail only. Vehicles to be contracted and registered between the 13th of October and the 24th of November 2016. Subject to status. Guarantees may be required. Free post Ford credit. Excludes Car Plus, Fiesta Studio and Style, Focus RS and Mustang models.
Sky Bet. We're making betting less missed chances and more tap-ins. With My Bets, the new and spectacularly simple way to track your bets. Get easy access to match stats, cash out, and your bets all in one place. With Sky Bet, you won't need to go anywhere else to make the right call on the big games. So download the UK's top-rated iOS sports betting app and find everything you need right at your fingertips. Sky Bet. That's betting better.
18+. Gambleaware.co.uk. Data from App Store according to App Annie. Correct as of 4th of October 2016 when the fun stops.
eBay has a huge range of fantastic new Christmas decorations.
Looks like the neighbours are starting to put up their decorations.
Luxury Christmas wreaths and baubles.
Well, we're going to do better than a few flashing lights.
100 metres of fairy lights.
Their 6-foot Christmas tree.
12-foot Christmas trees.
And their funny snow globes.
A snow machine. Just click and collect new Christmas decorations and home essentials from over 1,000 stores on eBay. The ultimate outdo your neighbours Christmas decoration shop.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Right now, the world demands quality goods and services that UK businesses can supply. From technology to the USA, education to Hong Kong, or offshore wind equipment to France. For help and support meeting this global opportunity, search Exporting is Great.
The big games keep coming on BT Sport, and the UEFA Champions League is as big as they get. On Tuesday, Spurs and Leicester are in action. Then on Wednesday, Arsenal take on the mighty PSG and Borussia Mönchengladbach play Man City. On Thursday, Man United face Feyenoord in the UEFA Europa League. Then on Saturday, it's another huge London derby. Chelsea Spurs, 5:30 kickoff. 4 competitions, 1 venue. BT Sport. BT Sport customers can watch 42 Premier League matches, all of the UEFA Champions League games, plus up to 24 Emirates FA Cup matches.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Flooding's still quite a major issue around the southwest. I know in Devon, the A361 around Tiverton's closed because of flooding between the Bolham roundabout and Gornhay Cross. There's 2 lanes out on the M27 in Hampshire. This is eastbound near Fareham around Junction 11 at the 4 Barrier repairs after a lorry tipped over. Significant queues for the M5 North towards its link with the M6 on the link road to the M6 North carriageway. A lane's out because of a lorry fire, and the northbound M6 is still queuing after early problems with flooding between Junction 6 and 8. I'm Jarena Adams.
It's time for the Ford Black Friday upgrade event. Save up to £4,250 on a new Ford when you upgrade your old car. It's on Friday, Saturday and Sunday. Oh, and even Monday. The Ford Black Friday upgrade event between the 25th and 28th of November. A Black Friday so amazing, it lasts until Monday. Go to ford.co.uk to find out more. Ford. Go further.
Available to retail customers only who own a vehicle 4 years or older. Saving advertised to the recommended retail price, including VAT. Contract from the 25th to the 28th of November and register from the 25th of November to the 31st of December 2016. Savings from £1,150 to £4,250 dependent on model. Certain models excluded at participating Ford dealers only.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley-Brewer. Join the titanium lady of Talk Radio for 3 hours of provocative discussion, intelligent analysis and fearless comment.
Mid-mornings with me, Julia Hartley-Brewer. Your one-stop shop for debate about the stories that everyone's talking about. No nonsense, no prisoners, no substitutes.
Get both barrels from Judge Jules.
Julia Hartley-Brewer, tomorrow morning from 10.
On your all-new speech station, Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. Some of your reactions have been coming in for today's big debate. Whether or not we need bags. Do we need bags in post-Brexit Britain when we've got crossword puzzles and saliva? A lot of people think we do, and conversely, a lot of people think we don't. What's coming in, Cornelius?
Lots coming in. John, if we get rid of bags, what then Bilbo Wattins?
Yeah, good question.
John, I can't believe you want to get rid of old bags. How can you live without your mother?
Right. This is coming as well. This is interesting. Think of the amount of bag ladies it would put out of work. That's something that's not being considered. If you get rid of bags, what are they going to do? Mm. John, I don't want to live in a world where the unexpected item in the bagging area is a bag. So I suggest we keep bags. Otherwise, that will be the world and I don't want to live in it. Thanks so much for sending in that, Darren. This one just says hashtag witches knickers. So... Right, so thank you very much. Keep your reactions coming in 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message anyway.
Bag. Time then for this afternoon's diversity paper review. Regular listeners will know what it is. It's this. It's where a different diversity each day reviews the papers for us. It's there to make us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. And we welcome back Monday, Mark. Mark on a Monday, and he is a...
Brown.
One. Thank you, Mark, for coming in. What have you... What papers have you got and what's in them?
All the papers seem to be outraged today. Have you heard of Strictly?
I have heard of Strictly.
It's on the BBC on across the weekend on both Saturday and Sunday nights.
Yes.
It's amazing they can stretch that out over two days.
Some dancing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, all the papers are outraged because former Shadow Chancellor Ed Balls is still in it. And Greg Rutherford, Britain's Olympic hero Greg Rutherford, is not. He got booted out of the show last night.
Did he?
Yeah.
Okay.
And apparently people are saying that it's time that Ed Balls... retires himself.
Right.
If but the public won't vote him out.
But he's popular with the public because he's the buffoon character.
Yeah.
So previous years that's been John Sargent, it's been Anne Widdecombe.
Yeah.
And now it's him. So the public won't vote him out because he's buffoonish.
Yeah. Like, it's very similar to what's going on in X Factor.
Is it?
Yeah. And have you heard of Honey G?
Only when someone told me about her during this.
I think she's been described as one paper as a modern day gollywog. You're allowed to say that word. I don't know.
I don't know that you can. Why? Well, you can because you're diversity.
Yeah.
Why? But I can't. Why? Why would you describe her as? I don't understand that.
Because she's misappropriating a culture.
Oh, that's the thing.
Yeah.
That's what she does. That's her act.
Much like those dolls were.
Indeed they were. Yes.
Yeah.
And are now offensive.
Yeah.
Let's make that clear.
Yeah.
She's not dressed as that though. No.
Well, no, she hasn't. You know, it's not full black and white minstrel show.
Oh, thank God!
But
yeah,
she does dress very similar to Snoop Dogg.
I see.
Yes,
Snoopy Dogg.
Yeah.
All right. So, but I thought when you were going down the Strictly route, you were going to talk about those teeth that have been voted out of that man's mouth. He's from Strictly, isn't he?
Is he? I have no idea what you're talking about.
Look at this.
Front page of the Sun, Mark.
You're reviewing the papers, Mark.
Oh, yes, that. Yeah, the Strictly dancer who got
battered by thugs. Two of his teeth had to leave his mouth.
Yeah, I've done that. I've lost my or breaking both my
Were you battered by thugs?
Well, I was playing rugby, so somewhat, yeah.
That's similar, yeah.
Yeah, it's quite similar. And it's quite weird walking around with half a front teeth.
Ah.
Yeah, and then you've got this, a whistle as well that you kind of can't control.
That must hurt, though.
What, the whistle or having your teeth
Well, the
smashed.
Teeth smashed out. Was
no, it doesn't hurt that much, actually, because you're...
It's making me wince now.
Yeah, it's not as painful.
So your teeth are false teeth?
Yeah, well, half of them are caps, yeah. Yeah, they look very pretty, but they're not mine. That's why they look good.
Okay.
And they shine out from the rest of my face.
So, the Strictly store is then, so that's twofold. So one is the beaten up man and one is the Ed Balls man.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if it's related, if a group of angry journalists decided to beat up someone from Strictly because they were so upset Ed Balls was still in it.
Yeah. And Ed Balls, I mean, I don't watch it, so I don't know. What's his, like, because he presumably does a comedy dance, does he, Ed Balls? Is that what
Yeah, I think, I didn't watch it, but I kind of read about it. I read the review. I think he was playing the piano.
He did a jive on Saturday. I've never watched it, but I happened to watch it on Saturday. He did a jive, played the piano a bit. It was quite good. I enjoyed it.
So you're one of the people that won't like you then, will they?
Who?
You, because you're one of the public who likes him in there.
Oh, yeah. So that makes... I don't care about dancing.
No.
Like, I not give less of a toss about dancing.
No.
I prefer to go dancing on a Saturday night than watch other people.
Yeah, they should combine, because I don't give a toss about most of the things involved in reality programs. Right? So what they should do is just combine them all. So, you know, the cake one with the dancing one. With the celebrity in the jungle one.
Yeah.
With the...
Dancing on Ice.
Pottery, there was one, wasn't there?
And the jump.
Yeah, all of that combined.
Is the jump still going on?
It's coming back.
Who's agreed to do that?
Who's insured it? That's what I want to know. Their insurance must be like...
Billions. This is the Channel 5 one, isn't it? Where celebrities... Four, is it?
Yeah.
Beg your pardon. Celebrities break themselves to bits. By going down a ski jump they're patently unqualified to attack.
That should be the one where you're allowed to vote in celebrities to take part.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. But they've all got to do it like holding a cake in one hand and...
A kangaroo's
anus in the other hand while covered in clay from the pottery one that there was.
Oh, that was weird, wasn't it?
The Great British Throwdown.
Oh, that was awesome.
Yeah. But that, just combine them. Put them all beyond use and have them in one programme is what I'm suggesting.
What I do is when I go to the pub with my mates, I go, I've got this great idea for a reality TV show that I know won't ever happen. And I talk about it and then I bring it up again in 3 months' time and then in another 3 months' time and then in another 3 months' time and then I don't mention it for a year and then it gets made.
Yeah.
And then I go, do you know what? That was my idea.
Yeah.
Someone at said TV station nicked that from me.
Yeah, in the pub.
Sat on the table next to you in the pub, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right.
Does one of your mates work for a production company?
No. It's just, like, literally, think of anything. Think of, you know, I don't know, celebrity...
I was going to say celebrity pig mouth, but that's happened with David Cameron, so...
Yeah.
It wasn't televised, though.
Yeah.
Oh,
but it's only... Well, there you go, there's an idea.
Yeah. All
right. And there was that Rebecca Lewis incident, wasn't there? Remember that? That was similar.
Yeah, it was, actually, yeah.
Anyway, so, Mark, stay there, because, you know, we've got to do the news now, the proper news, and then you can be back to tell us more of what's in the papers.
Okay, I will.
Good. That's Mark with half of a diversity paper review. More of it coming very shortly indeed. It's 3:30 now. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. Here's Victoria with the news.
Talk Radio.
A court has heard the man accused of murdering MP Joe Cox had a collection of books about white supremacy and an ornament with a swastika on. Thomas Mayer's trials heard the items were found at his home in Birstall in West Yorkshire. The Labour politician who campaigned to stay in the EU was shot and stabbed to death just days before June's referendum. The 53-year-old denies the charges. Unions are accusing Theresa May of going back on a promise to put workers on company boards. During her first big speech to the CBI business group, the Prime Minister clarified that firms wouldn't be forced to do it, but she's denied she's watering down the pledge she made when running to become PM in July.
What I've always said is that we want to look at ways in which we can improve corporate governance, looking at a number of areas, including workers' representation on boards. We want to work with business on this, and that's why we'll be consulting later this year on the various ways in which we can do it to find a model that works.
French authorities say just one of seven suspects in a failed terror attack was known to security services. Officials haven't revealed the full details of what was planned, but have said it was a coordinated attack aimed at targeting several sites at the same time. time. Cars have been submerged by floodwater as heavy rain continues to sweep across parts of the UK. Amber weather warnings have been issued in Devon and parts of Somerset following Storm Angus. And the average British worker will apparently spend around half of their December pay packet on Christmas. A report claims almost 20% will then suffer financially for the following 3 months or more. The weather windy for most, with rain moving into Scotland tonight. Heavy showers will affect Wales and southern England with lows of 3 degrees. Tomorrow, showery outbreaks of rain will affect most places with some heavy outbursts. Highs of 11. There's more in half an hour.
Victoria, thank you very much indeed.
It's all right.
Yeah. Good. Right, so more in half an hour.
Yeah, I just said that, didn't I?
Yeah, no, I'm just checking. I'm checking. And yeah. What time do you stop?
My last one's 7.
Right.
Yeah. So a few more hours, yeah.
Yeah. Long day, isn't it?
Longer than yours, yeah.
All right. So, Victoria there with the news. And in a bit, actually, not longer than mine today, because I've got to go and do Virgin Radio, Victoria.
Oh, are you double shifting?
I'm double shift doing this, and then I'm going straight downstairs to Virgin Radio to cover drive time, 4 till 7.
And are you,
I have to do my Virgin Radio voice. 4 till 7, you're listening to Drive on Virgin.
I really hope you do that.
I will.
Is that just today?
No, all week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I'm shifting with you. Yeah. Mark's going to do some more papers in a moment in today's Diversity Paper Review.
There's a brand new mouth in the morning. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. The biggest breaking news stories, headline-grabbing guests, an outspoken opinion with the man who's waking up the nation.
Total Talk. Essential listening.
Paul Ross is the breakfast boss. Let's bacon roll.
Massive morning radio that's worth going to work for.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Good morning, madam.
Tomorrow morning from 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Very shortly then, apropos of Virgin, we'll talk to Kate Lawler, who's live on Virgin, and we'll sort of hook the stations up together and then see if that works. And then she'll say, what's coming up on the Virgin Radio, John? I'll say, I don't know, play some music. She'll say, what music? I said, don't know, you've got the list there. Then she'll tell me what music I'm playing, because she's got it in front of her on a bit of paper. That's going to be exciting. That's coming in about 10 minutes' time. However, first of all, Mark's still with us, of course, with the Diversity Paper Review. Already we've talked the smashed out teeth of a Strictly man. And we've also talked balls. Ed Balls. So where are we going now, Mark? What paper, what story?
This is page 7 of The Sun.
Yes.
Dwarfs, panto dwarfs. Yeah. Normally, this is their time of year, isn't it?
They live for this.
Yeah. Panther dwarves almost by definition live for this.
Panther dwarves are a different breed of dwarves to normal dwarves, is that right?
No comment.
Okay.
I mean, it's not my diversity. I'm not going to...
That's fine, I'm just checking.
Yeah. Apparently, they're being undercut by taller actors who are willing to work on their knees.
Talk about appropriating a culture. You can't do that, can you?
Well, apparently so. Like,
tell me this story. What? Where's this happening and what's going on?
Angry dwarves have been axed from pantos because taller actors charge less for playing the roles on their knees.
Yeah.
Apparently, a little actor are paid around £1,200 a week, while taller stars can earn between £450 and £750 a week.
Sorry, mate.
Sorry, hang on. So
someone could just do this radio show on their knees. So present
quite,
it.
Quite insulting to dwarfs, that is.
Can we get a quote for you, Cornelius, about this? Because we're going to cover this through in Drive, so it'd be...
So what are the people... So what you're saying is dwarfs charge more money because of their unique...
Do you?
Because of their unique skill.
Yes.
Right? So they get more money than a normal person on their knees.
Yeah.
But the normal person on their knees is having to work harder, I'd say, walking around on knees... Mm. And also, how do they disguise the legs out the back? It's just insulting, isn't it?
They probably have a special costume.
Yeah. Are they just not enough dwarfs or something?
No, I think there's enough dwarfs, but just...
That's shocking news, isn't it?
Yeah.
I find that...
It's kind of like the reveal in Scooby-Doo, isn't it?
You're absolutely right. This is their moment.
Yeah.
You know, Well, Warwick Davis was in here only a week ago talking about it. Not this exact story, but I would have asked him if it had broken then. Because I worked with Warwick Davis years ago in Panto. No, I wasn't one of them. I was doing sound and lighting, and Warwick Davis was the leader of the Seven Dwarfs. So we talked about that and how he used to do that, and still appears in Panto. I'm not sure you can get away with that.
It's funny you bring Warwick Davis up, because he's quoting the article. He said, "Some people say it's a matter for political correctness, but if you ask the audience, they'd much rather have a shorter actor than other performers on their knees."
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't see the difference between, if you're, you know, we were talking about Honey G there.
Yeah.
Appropriating black culture.
Yeah.
But sort of walking around on your knees is appropriating dwarf. Can you do that?
I tend to agree with you. I mean, I'm no expert on this.
No.
This problem's gone back years in pantomime, though. Women roles in pantomime, John, played by men, a lot of them.
You're absolutely right, actually.
This is a disgrace.
I think they should just ban pantomime. It's political correctness gone all kinds of wrong, this, isn't it?
Pantomime.
Yeah.
I've never seen a migrant in a pantomime. Just putting that out there.
Are you? I mean, if what pantomime would you put a migrant in, Mark? Well,
Dick Whittington would lend itself to it, wouldn't it?
Would it?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's about a man who moves to London and then becomes, like, mayor of the city or something.
You're absolutely right. Yeah. That's good, isn't it? Yeah.
It is good. Aladdin.
Yeah.
It's another one. That's a great one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Aladdin, they could have called it.
Yeah.
Good. Very good. I think that's a shocking story. I say let the dwarves do the work. I think you can't have tall people on their knees walking around. It's patronising. It's insulting. I mean, it's funny, yeah, granted, but it's not wrong.
Seems like there's some form of therapy going on here. It's all right, get it off your chest.
She's just down there.
What have you got next?
This is one of my favourite kind of stories that happens around this time almost annually. Someone's decided to put on a Winter Wonderland type.
Oh, it's time. It's begun. Yeah. And don't tell me it's
like in a pond.
It's a muddy field with just a sheep with some
polystyrene on the floor.
And it's just, there's Santa's rubbish and drunk, and the elves are lazy, and the elves are all played by people on their knees.
I don't think they've even got as far as elves.
Come on then, where's this one?
This one is in near Derby.
Yep.
Somewhere. It's £7 to enter. Yep. It's a boggy field. There is no Santa Claus yet. And parents are left fuming.
Of course they are. Well, if you just go to it and you look and go, that's a field with a sheep in it, I'm not going in there.
I'd say, if you're stupid enough to pay £7 once you've seen the field, then you deserve everything you get.
Yeah.
I hate all these Winter Wonderland events. I even hate the big one, the mother of all Winter Wonderlands in Hyde Park.
Do you? Why? Why do you hate it?
There's too many people. Yeah. It's overpriced.
Yep.
It's selling me beer that's lukewarm at best.
Yeah.
And it's meant to be cold. Like, the whole idea is that it's cold.
Yeah, you wouldn't get warm beer at the North Pole, would you?
Oh, no. And then, to top it all off, they've got this German beer thing. Like, I love the idea of Oktoberfest, and it's great and all that. But does the guy have to sing all day?
Really? Are you snubbing all Winter Wonderland?
Yeah, no. I love Christmas, hate Winter Wonderland.
All right, okay. Right. We should have a day out. We should have a talk radio staff day out to that one in Derby. I mean, just deliberately go down the route of it being terrible.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
Anyway, Mark, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Diversity paper review there from Mark. In the next bit of the programme, we'll talk to Kate Lawler, if technology works. She's downstairs on Virgin Radio, and we're up here on Talk Radio, but I've got to go down to Virgin Radio at 4 o'clock to do Drive Time for 3 hours, playing some music at you. But Kate Lawler and I will attempt to communicate some kind of magical radio handover after the adverts. And if we've got time, we'll also be out on the streets finding out what drunk people think of the week's news. We call it Alco Vox Pops. All being well, it's coming next.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk. It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended. Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys to stress-free house happiness. Home Rule, this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
Get a Mercedes-Benz van service from your local authorised repairer from just £99. With out-of-hours servicing available at our dealers, we're helping to reduce downtime for businesses like Simon Taylor Group.
We have a very good relationship with the local dealer, and we can put vehicles in at night time and get them back in the morning.
And if your Mercedes-Benz van is less than 4 years old, your service gives you free Mobilo van roadside assistance. We keep businesses moving. Find your nearest Mercedes-Benz service centre at mbvans.co.uk/service. £99 is based on new Citan Vito models at participating dealers. Exclusions apply. All prices exclude VAT at 20%. Mobilo van valid for UK vehicles registered after October 2012. T's and C's apply.
Hi, I'm Leo Martino. I'm the guy that bought you the Hedgehog Gutter Brush. I'm here to tell you about our latest clever product, the amazing Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. It lifts, levels and squares up to 120 kilos. If you fit doors, windows and cabinets for a living, you'll wonder how you ever got on with that one. The amazing new Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. Pump it, lift it, square it. Available from builders, merchants and stockers nationwide. Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. Get one in your toolkit today.
With the Pure Highway digital radio adapter in my car, I can be anywhere. I'm off to the pub, but I drop by Abbey Road. Past the lights, and I'm in New Orleans. At the left, I'm at Nebworth 96. I must book those tickets.
Reminder, book tickets.
With Pure Highway, you can enjoy more great music with DAB digital radio and Spotify, make calls hands-free, and even connect with Siri, so you can be wherever you want, wherever you're going. Visit your nearest Halfords for a free fitting, or find out more at pure.com. Spotify subscription may be required. Free fitting applies to Halfords purchases only.
Commander, we believe your wife is a German spy.
It's insane. She's the mother of my child.
Allied, starring Brad Pitt and Marianne Cotillard.
You have 72 hours to prove her innocence.
Your most intimate ally.
You were a different woman last night.
Could be your most dangerous enemy.
If your wife is a spy, you must execute her.
Is this a game?
A test.
Everything in the test.
Allied.
You're scaring me. Come back to bed.
In cinemas Friday, rated 15.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Flooding's still quite a major issue around the southwest. I know in Devon, the A361 around Tiverton's closed because of flooding between the Bolham roundabout and Gornhay Cross. There's two lanes out on the M27 in Hampshire. This is eastbound near Fareham around Junction 11 at the Four Barrier repairs after a lorry tipped over. Significant queues for the M5 North towards its link with the M6 on the link road to the M6 North carriageway. A lane's out because of a lorry fire, and the northbound M6 is still queuing after early problems with flooding between Junction 6 and 8. I'm Jarena Adams.
It's time for the Ford Black Friday upgrade event. Save up to £4,250 on a new Ford when you upgrade your old car. It's on Friday, Saturday and Sunday. Oh, and even Monday. The Ford Black Friday upgrade event between the 25th and 28th of November. A Black Friday so amazing, it lasts until Monday. Go to ford.co.uk to find out more. Ford. Go further.
Available to retail customers only who own a vehicle 4 years or older. Saving advertised to the recommended retail price, including VAT. Contract from the 25th to the 28th of November and register from the 25th of November to the 31st of December 2016. Savings from £1,150 to £4,250 dependent on model. Certain models excluded at participating Ford dealers only.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's 3:45, Talk Radio. John is being currently held outside the studio. He's not back in for some reason. I can't quite work out why. Cornelius is stood against the door, not letting him back in after he nipped out for a little toilet break. You going to let him in? I mean, it's not great radio, but there is a man just...
There he is.
There he is. And he's back in.
Yeah, all right, you're in. Ow.
£3.46 now.
Shall I take it from here? You listen to Talk Radio. Good afternoon. Hello, I am John Holmes.
John.
Hi, Kate.
Where have you been? You told me 3:45. This is a minute late. It's not acceptable.
You want to blame the producer there who wouldn't just blocked the door so I couldn't get back in the studio.
Why would someone be blocking you out from doing your own show?
Well, you haven't met them. That's what it's like, Kate, up here.
Oh, well, better late than never.
Kate Lawler's live with us on Virgin Radio. I'm John Holmes here on Talk Radio, and we're now about to do a handover because I've got to do drive time on Virgin from 4 o'clock.
Yes, you have. As Sarah there, you know, my producer.
Yes, she is.
She's in the studio.
She's gone, yes, she's the other side of the glass, that is correct.
Jolly good. Yeah. The reason she's there is because we're playing Celebrity Birthday Bingo, and last time we did this, you cheated because I couldn't see that you had your producer in there to quickly Google the answers. So I've sent Sarah up to make sure there's no foul play today.
Oh, Yep. Oh, I wonder what she was doing in there.
Yeah, so she's on the. She's watching you, right?
Right,
no cheating.
She's staring at me right now, yes, and she's actually manhandling Cass, the producer. A woman handling her, should I say. I mean, Sarah's a woman. We're not sure about Cass. But either way, she's stopping her from Googling, yes, correct.
Good, good. Yeah, there's right. Five more celebrities celebrating their birthday this week. You and I take it in turns to guess their ages.
Oh, yeah,
but they're going to be turning. We're going to start with Scarlett Johansson.
Scarlett Johansson?
Yes.
Oh, God. Right, okay, so let's back catalogue her. Scarlett Johansson from films...
You were doing this last time when you were Googling. Are you Googling?
I'm not Googling it. I'm just guessing. Okay, okay.
You're just taking your time.
33.
I'm going to go 29.
Buckle my shoe. 32.
Oh!
All right, you get a point. You're the closest. Right. The next celebrity is Jamie Lee Curtis.
Jamie Lee Curtis, Trading Places. She was also in the original Halloween film, which was 1980.
You're Googling.
I'm not Googling her. She's 1981. I know that about Jamie Lee Curtis. 1981. So she was young then.
Can I just check? Is Sarah there? Sarah, can you speak?
No, she's through the glass. She can't. Oh, yeah, there you go. Yeah, she can speak. Yeah, go on. We'll give her a microphone. Hi, Sarah.
Hello.
Hi, Sarah's there.
He's not cheating, is he?
No, not as yet.
Okay, cool.
Thank you.
Jamie Lee Curtis, off you go.
58.
I'm going to go 55.
5 and 8. 58.
Come on! Yeah. Come on! Yes!
Something's going on here.
It's not.
All right, you're 2 points ahead.
All right.
Miley Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus? Oh, she's young. She's young. She's... She was Hannah Montana, wasn't she?
Yes, she was.
Okay.
Promise me you're not Googling.
23.
24.
Knock at the door. 24.
Oh!
Yes! I get a point. All right, I could draw this. Yeah. Tina Turner is celebrating her birthday this week. John, how old do you reckon Tina
Turner? Tina Turner?
Yeah.
Oh, she's about 180. Hang on a minute. Let me... is she... Well, I think her skin's older than her, isn't it? So it depends whether you want the full Tina Turner package. I'm going to say 77.
You're going 77. I'm going to go 75.
Okay. Two little crutches. 77.
Tina Turner! Look, my hand. Look, Sarah, look, my hands. I'm not Googled. Sarah's looking at me.
I think you searched for these before we did this.
No!
Because you're a cheat.
I'm not!
You're a crook.
No!
Foul play.
No, Lawler!
Yes. Get out of here.
All right.
He's on from 4 o'clock. The cheat that John Holmes is. I'm looking forward to him. I'm back at 1 o'clock. Enjoy your Monday evening. I'm going to leave you with Honeyblood and Seaheart. Brand new music for you on Virgin.
There you go. That's Kate Lawler on Virgin there. I think I nailed that quiz.
Yeah, you're good at that.
Very good at that, aren't I? Yeah. What else was on about? I only got one wrong.
Yeah, I know. The internet went down for a sec. Sorry.
Yeah, fine. She's just wondering how the hell we do that. And I'm not Googling it. Anyway! That's going to confuse
me. I liked when I was shutting you out the studio, I was actually stopping two national stations from broadcasting.
What was she doing? What was Kate doing? Just sort of go, hello?
She was just in silence.
It's just them.
That
just
must have sounded really.
They were just listening to us.
We should get the audio from Virgin to see what that sounded like. Play out tomorrow because it must have sounded really odd to their listeners. What the hell's going on? Anyway, shall we venture out onto the streets where I believe at the weekend certainly there were drunk people. It's a feature we call Alco Vox Pops. On the weekend, we go to pubs, we go to clubs, we go to bars. And we shove a microphone into the faces of people who are absolutely battered out of their minds. And then we ask them their opinions on the week's news. We did it on Saturday night. Here's some people who we discovered on the streets of London. Excuse me, can I just ask you a couple of questions about the news, please? Wayne Rooney got caught drinking and got in trouble at work. When has drinking got you into trouble?
Never. All the time, especially when you've got to work the next day.
Never.
What?
Never had alcohol. I don't know who Wayne Rooney is.
When I was drinking with Eileen Rooney. That's not her name, is it? What's her name?
When has alcohol got me in trouble? Most of the time, actually, alcohol gets me in trouble. But I'm older now, so...
Only when I drink spirits. But every time I drink spirits.
I think alcohol is the very poison of our world.
Can I
Can I ask you a quick question, please? Last week there was a super moon that nobody could see. What can't you see at the minute?
My future.
Lots of stuff.
I don't know. I see everything. I'm quite sober, to be honest, right now.
Wait, no, I can't see. I cannot see nothing. So I can see everything. I
can't see my nan.
Can't see. Light at the end of the tunnel.
I see the moon now.
I saw the supermoon.
I did.
I did see it.
I did. Right.
The next morning, when I was driving to London, 5 o'clock in the morning, I've seen it.
Were you impressed?
Well, it was very similar to the moon before, slightly bigger.
What can I see at the minute? Right.
I can't see any English dignity tonight. A world that is not as happy as it should be.
The point in this conversation?
The government don't have a plan for Brexit, according to a leaked memo. What's your plan for Brexit?
Spitting less. Because I think people spit too much.
Oh, Brexit. The government.
Living my life.
Plan for Brexit? I'm not quite sure. I'm not quite knowledge up on
it.
Get
wavy.
I think if it affects online shopping, that would be a bad thing. I just don't want it to affect my delivery charges.
Wait. I don't know who Brexit is.
Brexit.
Oh, my God. You don't know what...
Write to the MPs and tell them not to trigger Article 50.
Make a really good cereal and name it after it. I'm literally going to do Brexit. I'm going to leave Britain.
Tsunami. That's all part of the tsunami. Yeah. I don't think it really helped you, have we, really?
No, not in any way at all. Drunk people canvass for their opinions on the week's news. It's Alco Vox Pops on Talk Radio. Now, Sam Delaney may or may not be with us very shortly to talk us through what's coming up on his programme, because he's doing a pre-record. Is it pre-record day? Mark was doing a pre-record earlier.
Now there's another
pre-record, isn't it?
Yeah.
So he may or may not make it in here, but fear not, for we can explain the news to you very easily indeed, and we do that, as you know, through the medium of Japanese poetry, because the news, you see, is quite complicated, isn't it?
I can't get my head around it.
Stop it, Dave. It's horrible.
There's no student in here.
We explain the news. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables again. The news in haiku.
More austerity. On way, at least we're not cut. Tim, back on that then.
The news in the haikus. Yes, Sam Delaney with you from 4 o'clock this afternoon. You can call him because he'll be doing the news on this number, 0344 499 1000. Many people have been calling in on that number. Now it's cheaper. And Dave, I don't think you were here when we did this, because what happened was, it used to be an expensive number, but now it's just a standard network national rate.
Okay,
number. And
lovely.
Free if you're using it part of your mobile phone bolt-on package. It's a free call. So we were using it to get people to phone up to hashtag harass Cass, because you know her chirpy demeanour, right? It's enhanced when people just ring up generally, just to annoy her on that number, not to come on to air, just to bother Cass, because she has to answer the telephones in that other room,
that little booth.
So it's just quite a funny thing to do, because it really winds her up.
Give out the number again
is 0344 499 1000. If you dial that number now, it will really irritate Cass, who's quite busy, because she'll have to stop and answer the telephone. We call it Harass Cass. 0344 499 1000. And yeah, there are a couple lighting up there. Thank you. And what we'll do, just without her really knowing about it, we'll fade up on the... She's in the control room, but we've got the microphone.
I'm going to dial it as well.
And we can fade in. And we can... And just hear her being really kind of generally hassled. So that's it. Go on.
No, he said harass Cass, not insult Cass. Thanks very much, Dan. Good afternoon, Talk Radio.
Was that? Yeah.
I'm on hold.
Thanks. Bye.
Are you? Yeah. All right. You might get through in a minute.
Good afternoon, Talk Radio. Yes, yes, very funny. Yes. No, isn't it lovely? Yeah, thanks. Bye.
0344 499 1000 for this week's edition.
Good afternoon, her.
Hello, my name's Tony.
Oh, shut up!
I think she knows it's you, Dave. Harasscast, 0344 499 1000.
We should say stop that now because a new show's coming.
This is a dangerous time to do this bit, isn't it? Yeah.
Who's producing?
Ricky.
Harass Ricky.
Tricky Ricky.
Trick Ricky. Trick Rick. Trick Rick. 0344 499 1000. Just keep ringing up, Ricky.
And we're running that feature for the next 3 or 4 hours.
That's right. Anyway, so there you go. There goes the phone again. Look, let Cass answer that one. Go on, Cass. Answer the phone.
Good afternoon, Talk Radio. Yes, it is Harass Cass. Cheers, bye.
You see the bloke go, is that Harass Cass? Yes. 0344 499 1000. Anyway, that's it from us. I enjoyed that. If you would like to harass Cass, then we'll do it again tomorrow. If you would like to listen to Sam Delaney, he's on next. If you'd like to listen to me prattling on and playing lots of music, I'll be on Virgin from 4 till 7. It's our sister station. I'm going downstairs right now, and then I'll start on there. Just Virgin. We're back tomorrow on here, though, from 1 till 4 in the afternoons. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. We've got entertainment, and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.